another Spanish-mabulous episode of...
The Don and Mike Show.
And today we shall witness an earth-shaking discovery.
Don Geronimo. Mike O'Mara.
Who are you guys with? NBC? CBS?
Radio God.
You gave up jobs, security, show business?
The Don and Mike Show.
We've got a show to do.
Come on, guys. We're on the air.
Have a good show.
Produced by 106.7 WJFK. Washington Superstation.
It's going to be a great show.
All right, well, good luck.
And distributed by Westwood One Entertainment.
We should thank our lucky stars. They're still putting on a program of this caliber after so many years.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitation for each contest. Complete contest rules. Send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Mighty WJFK. P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 00007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Stay tuned for your chance at $500 for naming the secret sound. Only on the Don and Mike Show.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Number one, Arbitron Lincoln, the Don and Mike Show.
It's a great privilege to do this satellite program, and I'm going to do my best, and all the people that work with me, do a good show. It's a pure entertainment. No messages and no this and that. Just try to make people happy for that 1 hour that he comes across.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Last time on the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, Steve here.
Steve, Mike here. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, thanks.
Don and Mike, I think Steve's on the phone. I think he has a question for Don.
Hey, Buzz, it's Steve.
Yeah. Hi, Steve, how you doing? What do you got,
Buzz?
What's up, Steve?
Rob, did we mention this? Steve's on the line here? Steve.
Hey, guys, Rob here.
Hey, Rob, how you doing? It's Steve.
Hey, it's Steve.
You a-holes.
The Don and Mike Show.
For all you good, moral, Christian people who are complaining that breasts and vaginas are obscene. Hey, don't complain to me. Complain to the manufacturer. Okay? And although Jesus told us not to judge, I know you're going to judge anyway, so judge sanely. Judge with your eyes open. What do you consider obscene? Is this obscene to you?
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free, at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
The son of a beach.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hey, this is Steve.
Yeah, the richest.
Don and Mike.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike.
What you don't know could fill a book.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
I'd rather be right here with my partner, Don Geronimo.
But you're here with me.
But I'm here looking at Rob Spiewak.
And me.
But you know, you can never really get upset when you have this man as your co-pilot. That's right. Each and every day I think of this man.
That's right.
He was a carpenter, and now he's referred to as the one and only Mr. Phil Hochberg.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
You know, Phil spent a long time on Scorty.com last night.
He now.
Yeah, but he was very upset. He couldn't get anyone to lick his thingy.
There you go.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Melvin and Sumner and all the ships at sea. Hey, come cleanse yourself in their DNA shower.
Yeah.
It's the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Rob. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. It's me. It's me. It's Mikey O. Don Geronimo, I came in at my usual prompt hour. As a matter of fact, even for me today, as I was coming into the radio station, welcome to the Don and Mike Show, incidentally, everybody. I have some news for you. It's just me today. Donna will not be in today. I made my way into the radio station, and normally, as everyone knows, I'm the last person to get here. Thank you, Rob. You're too kind.
Prompt every day.
Kidding, of course. But I'll tell you right now. But anyway, I come into the radio station today, and I'm just a little later than I normally am. I was looking at downed trees in my yard, and I got caught away.
What time about?
What time did I get here?
We cracked the mics at 3. What time did you get here, Eastern Time?
I mean, conservatively,
yes.
I was here about 20 minutes before the hour.
Plenty of time.
And as I'm coming down the street right outside the radio station, I get a phone call. I mean, the moment, just about before I'm going to turn into the parking garage, I get a phone call, and I pick it up, and I say, I hear, hi.
Ha!
Hi. And I'm trying to, I mean, I have all the stuff, you know, that hangs out of your ears and all the speaker right. and all the wireless stuff. Right. And I'm trying to pull it out of my ear. And then I have to put it all back in. And finally, I can't get it into my ear. The phone's going, ring. I have this nice new ring that goes, ring, ring, ring. It's what? Very, I picked it out of the 20 rings that I have.
Right.
And so I put the stuff back in my ear. That's not working because it gets caught on the gear shift. So then I rip the wireless thing, the hands-free thing out of the side of the phone. I pick it up. I said, hello, here.
Hello. And who could it be?
Well, no, I couldn't get that because I had to turn the phone over to the other. I said, who is this? It's me.
I know who it is.
It's the one and only, yes, our producer, our one and only producer, Mr. Charles Broyhill. And he said, yeah, I get this on the other end of the phone. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Are you there?
Hello?
Hello?
Come in, please. Mr. Broyhill.
Yes, Charlie?
Yes?
Oh, I see. Yes, well, what did you call me for? He said, where are you?
I said, I'm right outside the radio station. And he said, well, I need to talk to you, but if you're right there, don't worry about it.
I said, well, what is it? He said, no, that's all right. I'll talk to you. I said, what is it? He said, don't worry about it. I said, don't be a dick. Click.
Too late.
And he hangs up on me. You know, which is really, you know, and now for normal people, you would think that was a violent exchange. Not for Charlie and myself. That's actually quite normal behavior. So I'm right at the parking garage. I pull into my parking space. I run upstairs. And that's when Charlie informs me, and I hope I've got this right, because really, I haven't had a chance to speak to Don. I spoke to Don earlier this morning.
Mm-hmm.
We had a rather jubilant conversation. But Don tells me that... Charlie tells me that Don's got kidney stones. Now, is this him on the line here, hopefully?
Probably.
All right, let's see if it is. Hello, is this you?
Hello.
Hey, man.
Now, I forgot what time I talked to you, but it was,
about 11.
About 11 o'clock this morning, and you sounded, it wasn't that you sounded not too perky, you sounded fine.
No, I felt fine. I just wanted to tell everybody exactly what's happening.
Did I get it right? Is it kidney stones?
Yes.
Jesus Christ, have you had enough problems with your kidney?
I was, Frieda was glad to hear this, and we called the doctor. Right after I got on the phone with you, I was in the shower, and I was peeing in the shower.
Good.
And a big blotch of blood came out.
Oh, my God. Man.
Just a big dollop of blood.
Oh, Jesus.
And, you know, hurt. So I came downstairs, came out of the shower, called the doctor immediately, and I'm telling him this story. And she had not a look of concern on her face, more of like, when I hung up the phone, she said, do you really pee in the shower?
Oh, I was going to say that.
I pee in the shower all the time.
Imagine did it land on your feet, the globule?
No, just to the right of my feet.
But I would imagine it's one thing if you're standing next to a toilet, but if you're standing in the shower and that, like, lands next to your foot, has to be a little cause for concern.
So anyway, here's the reason that I'm not there, is that we went to the doctor, and this is a wonderful procedure. I got, in essence, what is like an epidural, and they stick a...
Hey, now.
Yeah, can I have Don's bell, please? I have to give him a ding for that one.
I mean, a tube... Right in the hole.
Ow, ow. But while you're out, though, you're numb, right?
Well, yeah, except I wasn't that numb.
Well, aren't you supposed to be completely numb before they do that?
Yes, but, you know, I guess it wasn't enough, I guess.
Were you able to watch this invasive procedure as it happened?
Yes.
Oh, no.
I'm sitting there. I got a guy holding down my shoulders. does this.
Oh, my God.
And what it is, you know, I had all the kidney problems about 4 months ago, and there's a kidney stone or two or three or 20 in there that are calcium and scar tissue.
Oh, God.
So I got this jug of stuff to come home and drink, and basically, whenever it happens, it will happen.
Wow.
They will come out. I would be there today. I feel fine except when I pee. Except
so you went in, basically, and got all numbed up because you didn't know that at the time. You thought that maybe you were, you know, ripping open everything that they'd done in there.
Yeah, I just know, you know, blood in the urine, call the doctor.
Jesus. That's got to be terrifying.
It's a good rule.
So the reason I'm not there today is because right now I feel like, hey, what's that vegetable's name I talk about all the time? What's
Karen Ann Quinlan?
Yeah, because right now... I mean, I feel nothing in my legs. I can't stand up right now.
Wow. Because you're numb, because you have an epidural, like what pregnant ladies get when they have babies.
Right, so that's...
That's a pretty big deal. I mean, to get an epidural, that's heavy duty. So you went through quite a procedure in a very brief period of time. So they were concerned when they did that with you.
20 minutes after I got off the phone with you is when it happened. So here's the good news. I won't be there today. I know for some people that's good news.
No, it's not good news for me. I was. You might be surprised at this. I was late today.
Oh, shocker. What time did you get there? Let me guess.
I was later than I normally am.
What time? 10 till 3?
No, it was about a quarter of.
Oh, all right.
About 20 of, actually. 20 of. You know, that's late for me. I usually try to get there by, 2:35.
But the doctor says to me that these stones will pass any time during the next 3 to 4 days.
Oh, really?
Which means that since, you know, I'm coming into work tomorrow, I'd be there today if I could feel anything in my goddamn legs.
Yeah, but doesn't it hurt? Like, don't you double over when they're passing?
He told me that the feeling of the thing going in my thing was nothing compared to what it will feel like when the kidney stone passes.
Yeah, they say that it's not anything that puts you in any danger, but it is the most painful thing you can go through.
Yeah, he told me that he wouldn't be surprised if it had sharp edges on it. And listen to this. When it comes out, I have to reach into the toilet and pull it out and put it in a baggie.
So we can get it right out to the fan?
To get it in for a biopsy.
Why don't you go into like a colander or a sieve? That way you don't have, you'll say, or a coffee filter or something. That'll save you from poking around in the toilet.
That's horrible.
Being as I've been pretty much assured by him that even though I've now drunk this entire quart jug of Castrol, whatever this is that he's given me to drink, there's a chance that I could actually pass it tomorrow during the show.
Well, now, but we have to get it to a doctor. I know that there are a lot of people that are going to be extremely disappointed that we won't. After you get one biopsy, do you think there's a chance we could, some of the other ones we could send right out to the fans?
Well, you know, the great doctor doesn't know how many there are.
Oh, really? He'll have to test all of them, right?
There might be one, there might be two, there might be three in there.
Mm. But there wouldn't be like 20, would there?
No, I was kidding.
Wouldn't be like every 5 minutes you going,
no, but for the next 3 to 4 days, every time I go to the bathroom, it'll be an adventure.
Wow. Oh, my God. Well, that came on rather suddenly.
Yeah.
But there was no pain. It was just the blood, right?
No, there was pain.
Oh, there was pain.
There was pain, but, the blood is the thing that they get a nice big dollop. Just picture when you go to McDonald's, when they put that squirt of ketchup on your hamburger.
That's what it looked like?
It was just like, it came out like that. It was like...
Oh, Jesus, that's like an alien.
And just a big hunk of blood.
Looking like eyes and a head on it or something.
So listen, that's why I'm not, I mean, if we had a nice wheelchair, I could have been there today, I guess.
Yeah, well, we don't have one here at the station, unfortunately.
Isn't there anybody who works at the station who might need a wheelchair?
Not yet.
I think there are actually several people that might be on the cusp.
Yeah.
Might be on the verge. You know, I have to tell everybody why I called you today. I called Don. I rarely call Don at home to tell him to watch something on TV, but I was just captivated by HBO running that fabulous show American Holler.
And, hey, I was not, for a shock, I was not even watching TV, but I knew immediately what show he mentioned.
I said, they're doing a documentary on our Greenville station. If you turn to channel 503, and there they were, American Holler. And you pointed out to me a show that you really just can't go by. You have to stay on it all the time when you see it.
Constantly.
And it was right at the scene where the brothers that almost look like twin brothers, and one's going in to bail the other one out of jail. And he's in jail and he's all upset, but he can't help but grin those like rotted teeth at the camera because he's excited to be on TV.
And now they're all listening to us on WFIF.
Yes, sirree. Mm-hmm. And we welcome all of our listeners in Greenville, South Carolina.
So listen, you know, sorry I'm not there.
Well, we look forward to seeing you tomorrow. I certainly, I don't know. I have mixed emotions. I'd like you to pass the stone when you're the most comfortable, but then again, passing a kidney stone on the air could be ratings, ratings bonanza.
That would be a first, and I made sure I asked the doctor. I said, will it come out today? And he said, most likely not. I said, when then? He said, the next 3 to 4 days. So, you know, we got a show Friday, hopefully not over the weekend, and that's what I'm hoping for, to pass it during the show.
Well, if you don't pass it over the weekend and you don't pass it tomorrow, well, you know, just hold on if you really feel like pressure.
Right.
Wait till Monday at 3 o'clock.
Yeah, right.
Hold it. Just hold it. I'm sorry to hear that, and I know that scares the hell out of you with everything you've been through.
Yeah, but now I'm fine.
That's good.
Yeah,
good.
And I hope none of the stones look like Keith Richards.
Hello, this is Kidney Stone.
This is Keith. Yeah, Richards. Sedona Mike.
Sedona Mike. Well, get better. I mean,
actually, I feel more like Tony Soprano's mom because I'm bedridden right now. I mean, seriously, I cannot lift my goddamn leg.
Oh, poor you.
What is it? Do they give you a timetable as to when he'll be able to? This is so weird saying this to you. When you'll be able to move your legs?
It's 6 to 7 hours.
Oh my God. So are you doing anything like, you know what you might want to do? So you have no feeling from the waist down, right?
I have none.
You know what? Just for fun, just jam a pencil into your thigh. Just to see if it doesn't hurt.
And like, videotape it.
You know what I have been? I really have been pinching my leg.
Right.
I'm doing it right now, I swear to God. I'm pinching my leg as hard as I possibly can, but I can't feel anything.
Oh, you'll bruise. You'll bruise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you'll wake up tomorrow looking like Carrie.
So anyway.
Okay, well, feel better. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow, and hopefully, I have mixed emotions. It would be.
Well, let's turn it into a contest to see what day I pass the kidney.
How about a little pool?
We'll start a pool.
When Don passes his stone.
I've never passed a kidney stone before. And, hey, listen, if it happens on the air, you'll love this because the doctor, you know what a high threshold for pain I have anyway.
Oh, I remember. Do we have that? Do we have that tape where Don got his hand slammed in the door?
Hand slammed in the door. But, you know, I'm a big pussy. The doctor said it is the most painful thing that you can go through in the world.
They say it's like giving birth.
So
giving birth, though, but the birth canal is the size of your, you know, your pee hole.
Yeah, basically what you're doing is, he said, what you're doing is you're going to pass a stone that's about the size of a marble through the canal of your penis.
Urethra. Oh, God.
And then it comes out the little hole at the end.
You know, I'm just realizing, though, I don't want you to pass it on the air.
Why?
Because if you pass it on the air, you'll have to be in here.
No. I mean, I'll have to go to the bathroom to do it.
Well, we'll have to set up the wireless microphones and, you know, get it down there so you can describe what's going on.
Or bring a cordless phone. Well, no, listen, I don't really know if I really want to pass it on the air. I mean, I am such a pussy. I mean,
you're probably not going to want to do that because, you know, if anybody remembers that, you know, when Don is in pain.
That's it. We got to go. Thanks for listening, everybody. God bless you. All right, let's get in here.
All right.
Ow!
Oh,
ow! 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 I'm not kidding. Open the door. I'm not kidding. Mike, help him. My fingers.
I'm trying to get the door.
I'm not kidding, man.
All right. He got his fingers in the door.
I am not kidding.
Get it open. All right.
That's nothing. Ow!
That's nothing. All right, can we get that?
Ah!
You got it?
Jeez.
Yeah, are you all right?
I'm fine. Yeah, I'm fine. My God.
That was years ago, Don, getting his... I know you hate that tape, don't you?
Well, you know, compared to what I went through today, that's nothing.
Yeah. Well, you know, it probably is not going to be... you probably aren't going to want to have a microphone in your face if you're doing that, if it's as excruciating as it's supposed to be.
Yeah, and I don't know, and I'm sure now that... I'm not even going to listen to the show now, because I'm sure that every Tom, Dick, and Harry, no pun intended, is going to call and go, I know a guy who had that...
Who the head of that thing? Clean off!
Right.
But I think you'll be fine. You've got the best medical care in the world.
Well, Dr. Bombay tells me that it's entirely natural.
Can I ask you one question about your numbed-up state?
Yeah.
Will you even know if you have a BM?
No, right now I could...
Simply by smell.
I could... And this is the problem. He's got me... I've had to drink this gallon of whatever this mixture is he gave me.
Right.
The question now is... What if I have to go to the bathroom? I mean, I'm not talking about number two, I'm talking about number one.
Well, I mean, do you have like a bucket there or something like that?
No, I haven't thought that far ahead.
Are your pants off?
No, I have sweatpants on.
Do you have underwear on under the sweatpants?
Yes.
I'm just checking.
Good luck.
Are you shirtless?
Always, Rob.
Is it
just like you're doing the show.
Is it a tingly feeling?
Right now, there's no feeling.
That's scary.
You can't feel anything from your waist down to your feet?
No.
Wow. They didn't tell you the part about maybe that feeling doesn't come back, did they?
He said 6 to 7 hours.
Well, they say that when they give, like, women epidurals. So, you know, they just, it's like a disclaimer. They probably didn't want to burden you with that.
Yeah, no, there was not a lot of disclaimer action. Pretty much it was.
You'd be able to do the job if you couldn't walk again. I mean, you would. We prop up the. I know you like to stand when you're doing the show, but you know FDR did it with braces.
Yeah, I was thinking about that movie Wild Wild West with Dr.
Right.
Place.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. We'll get you one of those super deluxe rigged wheelchairs.
Not an old fashioned Mr. Potter wheelchair with a big wicker back.
Yeah, that'd be fun too. You could wheel him around.
Yeah, push up me up.
It'd be good.
Well, I am confident by 10 o'clock tonight I will be able to walk again.
I certainly hope so, because I'll tell you, this is, you know, we're all very shocked, and we hope you do much better.
Yeah.
So we do wish you the very best, and, you know, your pain is not our joy.
Oh, come on, please, I know it is.
It is not.
I know as soon as the mic, I know you guys. I know as soon as, maybe you won't do it on the air,
no,
but as soon
not.
As, like, you know, you guys get off the air, go
no.
to commercial break, it's going to be, can you picture him laying there with no feeling in his legs, peeing himself?
I think it would help. the everything if you did that. You know, we just, yeah, I wish you had a tape recorder there.
Yeah. What, if I peed myself?
Yes, it'd be wonderful. Just get everything on tape. Because you know what? You're human, and people understand that everybody has these problems mm-hmm. once in a
yeah,
while.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, except that, you know, this is something like that happens to Regis Philbin. Right? I mean, am I the youngest guy to ever have a kidney stone?
No, you're not. No, because I know younger guys that have had kidney stones happen to like, people in their 20s.
Yeah, to kids even.
Yeah,
I mean,
it can happen. Yeah, it can happen. I mean, they're just what they are, calcium deposits, and you've got scar tissue down there, and you know, are they done? Incidentally, are they done like working on you?
No, they got one more of our vacations this year is going to be. It's going to be in the hospital for me.
My God! I wish you the very best. Good luck. Yeah. I'm really sorry you're going through that.
Yeah, and Don, look on the bright side. This could have happened when you and Mike were on the cruise with the listeners.
That's right.
Yeah, we're since we've had so many salespeople approaching me today about that, and you're not here, I'll handle everything, and I will honor your wishes.
I stand by. I stand by my wish. Even if I can't walk, I still don't want to meet people.
You know, we have the sex show today with Rob.
That's right, but not with Rob.
Yeah, not with Rob. We have a special guest recipient. And I have to discuss something while I've got you on the line. Because I know if I don't discuss it with you on the line, you'll call back even if you don't feel like calling back.
Okay.
And I said this to Rob. The first thing I said when Charlie said you weren't going to be here and I had to do the show, I said to Rob, well, Rob, you know, if I'm going to be in here and Don's not here and we're doing the secret sound contest.
No,
I'll tell you right
now.
Excuse me.
No.
I have to know.
No, you don't, because Rob knows.
But how can it be seamless? And if the person guesses correctly,
no.
I have to respond.
No. If I could lift my leg right now, I'd be stomping it.
Just pick it up and drop it.
Rob.
I will not budge.
On our special hooded KKK cloak of honor.
Oh, God.
You cannot mention it to him.
I will not.
No,
I will not.
Sucks.
Swear on the Confederate flag, Rob.
I swear it on the Confederate flag.
I'm going to work on him.
Wow. You won't get it out of Johnny Reb.
No, you won't budge.
Okay, so then when we take the potential winner, and it'll just be stone silence, and Rob will just be pressing the buttons and unhinging his jaw if the guy gets it right.
Right.
Right, but it's not going to happen. We're not going to get a winner today.
No, not today.
It's a
I'm
going to
walk before we get a winner.
I hope you can walk.
I'm going to pass that stone before we get a winner.
You will. Just let me tell you something, Don. One day, you will walk again.
I think you should record the sound of passing the stone because that would be another good secret sound click.
Don't we have a sound of someone passing a kidney stone here?
We do.
That's a challenge to Rob Spiewak as I chat with Don here.
I can't even imagine what the sound is.
I think we've got it. Here is this is...
Oh, that's way too much joy.
Yeah. Rob, find something else. We have to find the appropriate sound.
All right, give me one moment, please.
Do you feel anything besides, are you feeling, other than the numbness, fine?
Yeah.
I mean, you're like, you got an appetite and all that?
No.
Do you feel nauseous at all?
No.
Okay.
Just, I'm just, having some pizza, learning about you. No, I'm not doing anything.
Well, if you're looking for something to do this afternoon, I should remind you that, you know, once they run American Holler, that means they're going to run it all day.
Yeah.
So you might want to take a look at it again. All right, here's the sound of the kidney stone coming out.
Yeah.
Might not be the... Now we need something falling into the toilet. There it is.
There it is.
Rob just made that.
That's like the old days.
That's good. Well, feel better.
Yeah, we miss you.
I told Fred I'm going to have it caramelized and turned into a nice pendant for her.
Oh, hey, you nice. Make it look like one of those things they had in Jurassic Park.
Yes.
You know, one of those things made of amber.
Yes, about the size of a tooth, I hear it'll be.
Well, we'll look forward to seeing you tomorrow, and please let me know at home when you can walk.
I will.
Because if you can, I will purchase the wheelchair.
I will be walking by 10 tonight.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Feel better, Don.
Oh, I feel great.
Get well.
I feel great.
Okay.
Oh, my God, it's fallen.
I can't get up.
All right.
Is your lovely bride there helping you?
Okay. You guess.
Yeah, okay. Tell her to take care of you.
She'll be back.
Yeah, she'll be back.
I'm sure she's out doing things to make life easier for you in the future.
You're right, Rob.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
You're right. Actually, no, she's out buying me cranberry juice.
Ah, wonderful.
Good for you.
And, you know, with being numb from the waist down, you might want to take a peek in backy every now and then, make sure it's not bleeding.
Just to make sure.
Okay.
Take it easy.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. That's Don. He's you heard it, and that's I'm getting it as soon as the listeners are because I didn't get a chance to chat with him, and that
he
is
sounds in good spirit.
Yeah, it's excruciatingly painful, and yes, wish him a very, very speedy recovery. We have a big show today, and you know, one of the nice things about coming in here with 10 minutes to go before we went on the air,
right.
Charlie said we actually do have some wonderful things coming up on the show today. Postponed from, when was it, 2 years ago, Rob?
It was, yes, I believe it was, yes, 2 years ago.
2 years ago, Rob's 15th birthday. We are actually going to have a Rob Spiewak special birthday sex show that's going to be in here.
Thanks,
and,
so
you know, here's another funny thing was we have a surprise recipient that
we're
I think
here.
Rob might be aware of and Don might be aware of.
Yeah,
here's the kicker, as I'm here doing this right now, I don't know who that is.
You
either.
Don't know?
I don't know, but I guess we'll find out when the time comes.
Would you like to know now? I can show you a sign. We can't reveal it.
Gee, could I be privy to something behind? Could there be one thing that I could be privy to behind the scenes?
No, I'm going
to
hold up the sign. This is not the secret sound. This is who is going to receive the sign.
All right, let me see, and I'll let everybody know.
All right. But don't tell anyone that it's her.
Yeah, that's a pretty good one.
Oh.
It's excellent.
It's not like stand on my head, go crazy, but I mean, it's good. It's good. You know,
right.
I think that's a snake bit job. I really do.
Yeah.
Except for Buzz Burbank, I think that's a snake bit job, being the special nude recipient when we do those sex shows in the studio.
Always been good for me.
Because, you know, I think of Jim McClure receiving so many of them, and, you know, he's fallen on disfavor now. It's very sad.
Well, the problem is it puts you in an awkward situation. I've received a few in the past, and if you're truly, you know, painting the picture, you're not enjoying the show.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So we look forward to that. Also on the show today to talk about the XFL and wrestling and whatever, and, you know, his big bulging muscles, whatever he wants to talk about, and being so incredibly rich, Vince McMahon from the XFL is going to be here.
Wow.
And he's one of the, one of the brainchild, and, of course, the XFL falling on very hard times, ratings-wise now.
Exactly.
So we'll ask him if the cameras in the girls' locker room, the cheerleaders' locker room in between the game are actually doing something to bring the ratings
You've got to ask him about Jesse Ventura also, because there have been comments in the press about that.
We've got a wrestling theme today because we also have...
what do you mean today? Every day.
Every day is a wrestling party, and I'd like to once again welcome everybody on WFIS in Greenville.
How you doing?
And we also are going to talk to Macho Man Savage.
Wow.
Now, he is the guy, correct me if I'm wrong, that goes,
this is like, this is a good place for a Slim Jim. This is a good place for a Slim Jim.
He will be on the show later on today, so lots of stuff going on.
Lots of guests.
Now, I didn't have that much time to think about what I wanted to talk about, but I did
have 20 minutes.
I had 20 minutes to think about my life, as I'm often want to do when I have to come in here and, you know, discuss a few things before we get started. And I got a theme that is basically, I'm out. You know, Survivor, I'm out.
Really? I agree. I thought it was last night.
Survivor, I am done with. Oh. You know, there are a few things I want to talk about. I want to talk about the Boston Red Sox, because I'm out. Even though I'm going to live up to this bet for the baseball season, I can tell you before one game has begun, I'm out. I read an article about the Red Sox today. I mean, I'm out. I am so screwed on that bet.
Nothing can bring you back in?
Yeah, I will tell you. Well, I'm going to get to it in a second. Okay. But as far as Survivor, I'm out. And I'll tell you why. And also the stock market, that's the truth. I'm out.
You are out. You told me that yesterday.
Yeah, I'm really out. I mean, we're on the sidelines now. You know, and you know, call me a panic seller. Yes, sirree. I'm doing everything they say you're not supposed to do. Stay the course. You're supposed to hang in there.
Right.
You're supposed to wait till things bounce back.
Sure.
I am out.
Not you.
And the conversation was just something like, well, you know, a lot of people have demonstrated they don't have a tolerance for this type of thing. And I understand that when you've got too little, and this guy's just going, and all I'm hearing on the other end is, ha, 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 when in my head, all I'm saying is, I'm out.
Meanwhile, at your house, it looks like a 1929 newsreel movie. You're just screaming, running down the street.
Yeah, I'm talking to him with a cordless phone on the ledge, you know, saying,
take me out! Take me out! Take me out!
But let me tell you something. I got out yesterday.
Right.
And after I did, even though, you know, you always have that fear that it's going to go up 1 million points after you pull out,
right.
I felt a feeling of relief just because when you're on the sidelines and you're not involved in all that stuff anymore, you don't really have to pay attention. And there was a feeling like the weight of the world had been lifted off my shoulders. I felt good. If it bounces back, more power to everybody that's doing that. I don't say that I'm not going to get back into it at a certain point, but right now I just feel good to be not involved.
Even with the loss you took? I mean, I know you got hit real bad those 2 days.
Well, Rob, I didn't want to talk about that. I with the loss, I...
Oh, no.
Now look what you've done.
But you're out, Mike. You're out.
Shut up, Rob.
You're out, baby.
Yeah, I'm out. I'm out. And as far as Survivor, let me tell you this right now. I'm out. That sucked. That sucked beyond. Here's the deal with Survivor. You've got one, and correct me if I'm wrong. I know you guys watch it. You've got one tribe that has a numerical advantage over the other tribe.
Correct.
Right.
And they are systematically eliminating every member of the... So, and they're not going to change that. You know, all this talk about forming an alliance because they didn't like that bitchy girl, Jerry, is that right?
Hey.
That's all...
Hey, hello. Life is in my mouth.
It's all crap.
Right.
I mean, it's all not the band crap. It's all really just a game because they're going to do this until...
For the next 4 weeks.
It's down to the, you know, what are the tribes named?
Kucha and Ogakar.
Kucha and Ogakar, and then they have combined to form Barubi?
Ben Ruby, yes, that's it.
Asher Ben Ruby.
I felt so manipulated last night because they choose every bit. They choose everybody.
I'm going to tell you something.
No, where's the Greenville music
at? They chose every bit of tape to make it look like they're not going to vote along tribal lines, and then exactly what we all thought was going to happen. It's going to happen for the next 4 weeks.
And I don't think I'm alone when I say I just totally hate Jerry.
Everything.
I mean, well, they manipulate it. I mean, the producers...
Yes, they do.
The producers design it so you're going to hate Jerry at the end of this. And you're sitting there and you're watching this and I'm saying, well, you know, that's terrific. That old haggard blonde lady,
Tina,
is going to hook up with the cute lady that says she likes the old man.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're going to go to tribal council.
Like, hook up?
And they're going to hook up.
Yeah, Rob. That would be a good show.
Yeah, they're going to do it. And they're going to do it while they're standing on the ends of telephone poles.
And Roger's going to be there.
And then how about that jive-ass little challenge for immunity where they played that puzzle to make the squares. That could not possibly suck enough.
The kids' game Dots, where you make a grid of dots and you have to put your initials. It sucks.
That's what Laura said to me. She said, that's a kids' game, and it's just, you know, I don't know, on so many levels. First of all, I recorded it, so I found myself fast-forwarding through the commercials and then fast-forwarding through all the crap, all the extraneous, unnecessary garbage. You know, because after the immunity challenge, you want to get right to that tribal council.
Sure.
And they make you wait by, you know, showing the birds and the alligator on the rock and all this stuff. And then by the time it happens, you realize, well, this is the divine plan, and it's going to happen how many more times now? Two or three?
At least four more, because they have four more Kuchas to get rid of, right?
And even now with one of the Kuchas getting immunity, you're going to have somebody voting.
One Kucha. They can still pick another Kucha to eliminate.
So they still have a numerical advantage.
At least.
But Jerry, from the Ogakor tribe, got the second most votes, and I think she will be the next to be voted out, regardless of, you know, previous tribal lines.
But they do it along tribal lines, Buzz. So up till now. All the people, they all voted for Jerry, but they, of course, you really don't know that.
I mean,
conceivably it could have, but I doubt it. I think it's all along. And it's all because, of, you know, it's all that pretty boy guy.
Colby.
Oh,
how they get you.
The guy with the smirk, you know. And
the hat.
Yes.
Nice hat.
And what was the deal about him lying to Jerry? I got confused at that point.
She's had a crush on him, and she's always kind of thought he was in her corner, and he lied to her last night to make her think he still was when he really wasn't.
All right, are these called, Rob, I don't, you know what I have?
Oh, you don't?
I have Lisa's lovely buxom wrestling babe screensaver, and I don't have the phone thing in front of me, so I don't know. Now, are these people that want to talk about Survivor? Yeah, this guy wants to talk about Survivor. Charles Broyhill has made his way into the studio. Stop it. Don't lean on me.
What a lovely picture that is.
Hang on my knee. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Mike, you're doing very well without Don.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Hey, Mike, you're really coming along.
Thank you, sir. You don't need to say that, but, you know, since you mentioned it, I thought I'd pass something along to you.
Wow.
Did you
pass a stone?
Yeah, I did. You're not going to like that, Charlie. It's brought to you by
egars.com.
Egars.com. What? Now, you want to talk about Survivor?
Well, I think they're setting Jerry up for a big fall at the end. I think she's going to pick up that immunity idol and run with it.
Mm.
And at the very, very end, they're going to set her up for the ultimate embarrassment.
Can we get an immunity idol in here?
Well, you know, I don't disagree with that, but here's the deal. That we have to wade through like three or four more weeks of this crap where they're doing this and it's systematic and it is a flaw. I think it's a general flaw in the game itself.
The fatal flaw of this whole season is that they don't have anyone as dynamic or interesting, I think, as the first Survivor.
That's right. Absolutely true.
And there's so little content when you don't care about the people. What does the immunity challenge take, what, 4 minutes? Tribal council takes 3 minutes.
Yeah.
That leaves you with 50 minutes to fill about people you don't care about.
Well, I think it sucks. I think it does. I mean, I just think that the whole thing, it has a fixed quality to it now.
Sure.
And it has a predetermined quality. So what's the point?
Well,
I mean, what's the point of all the immunity challenges?
You won't watch it all now?
Oh, you know, I'll probably end up watching it.
I mean, there's not much on opposite it, but it's just, I think it's going to pick up, but it's going to take, they're going to have like 4 down weeks.
All right, now we're talking about Survivor. If anybody wants to talk about Survivor, what is the damn phone number here anyway? What is that? I always forget.
1-877-365-3630.
1-877-365-2440. 36. As Rob just said, 1-877-365-1000.
36.
Here in the studio. Now, do you think businesses around America now are getting phone calls that they're not supposed to get? Hey, he just put it on a piece of paper for me.
I would like to talk about Survivor.
Hello. 1-877-365-3636.
Hello. I'd like to talk, please.
We welcome all you calls, especially a welcome to our brand new listeners down to WFIS down in Greenville with the big old truck sign in the yard.
So I will watch it, I suppose, next week. But maybe next week's... I'm losing interest. I think the rest of the country is losing interest. And I think you're going to see the ratings reflect that eventually because people don't like anything that's fixed.
I'll check on that. I think they do manipulate us with editing, you know, making us think that Jerry was going to be voted off and it turned out to be Alicia instead.
Mm-hmm.
But beyond that, I don't know that it's fixed.
I also think it's going to bounce back, but I think it's going to have 4 down weeks because it's just going to happen.
It's going to bounce back just like the stock market. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
But Mike is out.
Hello there.
Hey, I think Buzz is on the right track there.
Is your name really Buddy?
Yes.
Hi, Buddy.
Bobby.
No one's really ever really named Buddy.
Bobby! Hey, Bobby.
But I mean, you didn't just use that as an alias. People actually in your family and social circles refer to you as Buddy?
Absolutely.
What is your given name, Buddy?
That would be George.
George.
George Buddy.
George Buddy.
Right, buddy.
Hi, George, buddy. You want to talk about Survivor?
Yeah, I mean, I heard Buzz's comment, and Buzz, I think you're really right on the right track.
That's what I always say, incidentally. Yeah. Buzz Burbank has never been off the right track.
Right.
He's always on the wrong track. No, he's always on the right track.
All aboard the Buzz train.
Never on the right track. Never on the wrong. Forget it. What do you want to say, buddy?
But they got a numerical advantage here, but Jerry is such a pain in the ass that I think she's going to go before the rest of the Coochie Tribe goes.
She won't. No, she won't, because then they give up their edge.
If she was going to go, she would have gone last night. I mean, because that lady, the blonde lady,
ooh.
Tina, is it Tina?
Right.
Tina was so pissed at her with the whole rice issue that I think if it was going to happen, it would have happened last night. And right now they're standing fast, because Jerry will probably be smart enough to stay the course now and to try to befriend people.
But because they led you to believe that with their editing. With using their editing, they made us think that the real criminal was Jerry and that she would be next to be voted off. But what we found out in the course of last night's show is everybody was really hating Alicia because of her muscles and because of her, you know, intimidating attitude.
But Alicia was, I mean, nothing compared to Jerry, I thought. I mean, Alicia was actually, you know, just somebody who was... in good shape. That's what everybody hated about Alicia.
Yeah,
they all thought she was going to win the immunity challenge.
Saw her as a threat.
Mm-hmm.
But she was lousy with a boomerang.
Hello, Donna Mike.
I'd like to throw now, please.
Hey, they can get rid of Jerry next week because it was 5-4. Now it's 5-3. They don't have a majority anymore.
Now I'm going to get confused. Well, how could they? I mean, if they're staying the course as far as their tribe is concerned, they can't get rid of Jerry.
Yes, they can, because they had a 5-4 advantage last night. But now that they kicked off Alicia, it's a 5-3 advantage. They only need a one-person advantage.
Right. Yes, but they'll keep the edge.
All right, okay. I'm getting a headache. Survivor talk terminated.
Goodbye.
Survivor talk terminated. I want to talk about kidney stones. Because now this is the part where Don wasn't going to listen to. But this is a guy, Ken. It says here he has passed 20 stones over the past 10 years, including 3 at once, Ken?
Oh!
Is that...
He just passed one.
Wow.
Ken, are you there?
Ken.
He had to go.
Was that all he did? Was that all he did was, like, take a marble and throw it into a jar?
It wasn't bad. He is busy, the guy, this Ken. He has WNEW to manage.
He's gone. All right. Everybody's a comedian. All right. We got a break pretty soon, but I do want to tell you one more thing. You know this bet that we're doing? The bet is this. For those of you that don't know, earlier in the winter,
yes,
because I'm an idiot,
I said that the Red Sox would definitely go to the World Series, and that the Red Sox would, I was so certain that the Red Sox would go to the World Series, that I would shave my head clean, shave it smooth, bald, clean.
I don't think you're an idiot. I think you're emotional, and I think that's good.
Well, it's not good after today, Rob.
What did you find out today that changes this?
Well, let me tell you right now, for anybody that follows baseball, the Boston Red Sox, I read an article today. Manny Ramirez, the star guy that they got in the offseason, he is out with an injury. Their star shortstop.
For the season?
Yeah, not necessarily the season, but he's out. Okay, he's out of the lineup. They say he might come back soon. He might not. They're not sure.
He will.
Nomar Garciaparra, their star shortstop, out with a wrist injury. They said he might require surgery. David Cohn, the guy they got from the Yankees, you know, the Yankees scrap heap, like they get everybody else, he's got shoulder problems. Now they're not thinking that he's going to be able to be on the opening day roster, all right? You got Brett Saberhagen, another recycled guy. They get these guys that have, like, blown-out shoulders, and they make them rehabilitation projects.
Do they have, like, really good health insurance or something?
They
Why do they
suck.
Keep signing these people
they
up?
They suck. It sucks. The team sucks. Then they got this guy, Carl Everett, who's like a bad influence. They said, well, he's going to have a good attitude this year, and he was late for the bus, and they left him at the training camp and went to play his game. And so the whole clubhouse is up in an uproar over this right now. Let me tell you something. Maybe this is a good sign. I don't know. I have to be optimistic. But I will tell you that in spring training, you know they have, are you aware they have the worst record in spring? I think they've won down 3 games.
That's just preseason stuff, Mike. Yeah, that's not indicating.
Right, anyway. Well, anyway, that's the way it's going.
Will
right
you
now.
Go right now? Will you go on the record saying that you've abandoned them for the season?
No, I can't. I can't. I'm stuck to the Red Sox for this reason. I'm out of you know, bragging about them because, I mean, I know how sucky the situation looks right now. But I will tell you right, the Red Sox, on paper, right now, are a team in total disarray. There is panic in Boston. There is panic everywhere in the Red Sox nation.
Panic?
Because panic already. It's one of the worst spring trainings they've ever had. Now, this can be two things. It can either be a prelude to a horrible season,
or
it can be, you know, it's so bad in spring training. Man, weren't we foolish to get all uptight right then? Yes, sir.
Have they ever had a great spring training?
Sure they have.
And it turned into a sucko year?
I don't know. I don't follow them so closely that I would know the records in spring training, but I will tell you right now that I think that there is an outside chance that, you know, this could bode horribly for the season. They've got too many guys like they've always had. You know, the Red Sox is like, here's an 85-year-old guy trying to make a comeback in Double-A. They're going to bring him up to the big leagues.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
So to recap, you're out of the market.
I wrote it all down.
You're out of Survivor.
I'm out of Survivor.
You're out of the Red Sox.
And I'm out of thinking about my wife on the cruise.
Oh, good
just
for you.
That's a good thing.
Has there been something new added?
Well, last night at dinner, she said a friend of hers, you know, and incidentally, I want to thank all the friends on this cruise that listened to this show and said,
Laura? Hi, this is, I don't even know which friend it was. Hi, Mike sounded upset about you on the cruise. Now, I wasn't upset.
No.
I was just concerned, like
the most you were concerned. Right.
Any husband would be concerned. So my wife brought this up to me today. She said, you know, I heard a friend of mine say that you were upset about
No, Rob, we don't do that in my house. Okay.
You should try it.
Okay.
She'll not vacation again.
Her
at home where she belongs.
Stop it. She said, you know, that she had heard a friend say that I sounded upset, and I said, I'm not upset. It's just they got the pictures developed from the cruise.
Oh, yeah. Dear.
And the very first picture I see
the pit boss
is this huge, muscular guy that looks like Mr. 40, and Laura standing there with her arm around him. And I said, well, take a look at this. I don't want to say I'm paranoid, but she said, that was the guy that was running the bingo show. He was running the bingo show.
A buff guy like that on bingo?
Yeah.
Right.
Like, hello, great to see you, man. Yeah, running the big bingo show. Then afterwards, if you get bingo, I show you the real pointer, no?
Is it strip bingo?
No, it's a regular bingo thing. Next picture, I swear to God, the next picture in line, they took pictures on a beach. And I said, what is this picture of? All that was in the picture, there was a parasailer way off in the distance. I mean, way off in the distance. Not like it was even the subject of the photograph. I'm not paranoid.
No, okay. It doesn't sound
but
like
in
it.
The foreground, centered in the middle of the shot, is a guy, this guy that seriously looked like a male model, looked like something you would see on the cover of Men's Health magazine, and the guy is laid out on a chaise lounge, and then I go to the next picture, it's the same shot of him centered, and I said, well, well, look at this guy. And she said, oh, stop it. I wasn't taking a picture of him. And I, you know, I said, oh, you weren't? When, in fact, I wanted to scream,
well, then what in the name of God were you taking a picture of, please? That's your lover. That's your lover.
No, this guy was really just, and he's laid out. And, like, I guess nobody noticed that they were taking 1,500 pictures, but it was supposedly the parasailer or just the shot of the beach. There were none of her friends in the shot.
Not in that shot.
No.
I wanted to save a picture of my lover.
No. Here was the guy, like, just casually with his big, ripply muscles and his hairy chest just sitting there, you know, laid out. Now, he didn't appear to be posing for the camera, but he was wearing one of those French bathing suits. You know, the kind of Speedos?
Oh, no.
He was wearing the French bathing suit. So I'm out. I'm out of thinking about that. Because if I continue to think about that, I am simply going to have a meltdown breakdown. I'm not going to think about it anymore.
Good.
So that's it. That's all I got, ladies and gentlemen. We got a great show today. We've got Rob Spiewak and his sex show. Vince McMahon from the XFL.
Wow.
Also, another wrestling dude, Randy Macho Man Savage. He will be on the show today. And God knows what else. Perhaps we'll check in with Don a little later on, find out if he's fine, but hopefully he's going to be able to walk again.
I can't make it to the phone. Help me.
I hope and I pray. Now, are we going to do that? You know what I'm going to refer to this as now? Are we going to do that contest of yours, Rob?
Yes, we're going to play the Rob Spiewak contest game.
Okay, even though I am here and Don is not here, I have not been blessed with the knowledge of the secret sound.
Right.
So I am guessing, just like you folks are guessing, and we're going to give you caller 100 an opportunity right now to guess the secret sound. And you know what's great? Even though I'm here today and I thought I'd find out what it is, we're going to play together, just like we always do.
If I told you what it was, you'd hate yourself. And you'd hate me.
No, I'd feel
you'd think less of me.
I'd feel in the loop. But 1-877-365-3636. That is the number to call. Call 100, gets a prize, and gets to guess the secret sound. And I'm in the same boat you are. We'll be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Link, the Don and Mike Show.
When I open the curtain, I see this gentleman sitting on a service cart, sitting down.
Oh, really?
With his pants down to his ankle.
What?
Relieving himself.
What?
And I said, sir, this is not a bathroom.
What?
Excuse me, sir, this is not a bathroom.
Oh, really?
Imagine a small room and a grown man defecating in that small room and spreading it all over.
Jim McCoy.
Imagine that smell. You can't hide it. He was very bad.
What?
Very bad.
God damn it. The Don and Mike Show.
You know, I should have figured the day was going to be a little haywire today. I should have known things were going to be out of place. Well, this is the first day in my memory, really, in like the last 3 weeks, where I've had a real morning to myself to just absolutely chill out and do whatever I want and literally vegetate.
Nice.
Just absolutely. No, Rob. So,
a little me time?
You know, I have to be honest. We asked it during the sex quiz, and I didn't. No, I did not do
good
that.
Good for you.
I am saving myself for my bride.
A little self-control.
I am using self-control because I feel like after the cruise, it's important for me to show how potent
and virile I am.
That's right.
A little stay on your game, and then you too can be on a chaise lounge and have people taking pictures of you.
With that incredible body and the West German Speedo.
You are looking well today.
Let's get right to caller number 100, because I don't know if this guy's going to win or not. And I won't know, but Rob Spiewak will know. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I'm caller 100.
You are indeed caller 100. How you doing today?
Great.
Now, can I give this person this wonderful prize?
Yes, and also that other one that's right in front of you in white. He can have both.
You can have both?
Yes, ooh, he can.
Oh, you are a bit, you know, this is new today, right?
Yeah, that's an excellent prize.
What's your name, sir?
God.
God?
God from Wichita.
Did you say God?
Yes, sir.
God. Like G-O-D?
S-C-O-T-T.
Scott. All right.
Hello, Scott.
Well, you're the big winner. You're caller 100. Let me tell you what you've won. You have won. This is a great prize. It's new today. You have won a Palm 7X handheld.
Ooh, wow.
The Palm 7X handheld features everything you'd expect from Palm. Hey. We were just talking about, Bob.
Yes, we were.
Plus, it enables... Hold on, Scott. Plus, it enables you to connect wirelessly to the Internet and send and receive emails. It's great for keeping in touch on the road or anytime you are away from your computer. You've won that, but you've also won something else. You ready to hear about that, Scott?
You bet.
This is the better part.
Absolutely. You've won a 7-Eleven Dark Mountain Roast Coffee Prize Pack, Scott.
Stop by participating 7-Eleven stores each Wednesday this month for a free sample of their new Dark Mountain Roast Coffee. Oh, thank heaven for 7-Eleven, Scott. Are you happy about that?
Outstanding. Although I'm still thinking about my palm. It is one of my favorite appendages.
Okay, yuck, yuck. All right, now, Scott, you are going to play for $500 if you are successful enough to use that massive brain of yours and guess the secret sound, all right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're going to play the secret sound, and then we're going to give you how much time? See, I don't remember.
Roughly 10 seconds. Who are you going to sing like?
I haven't given it much thought, but I think I'll sing like Jerry Lewis.
Oh, I like that.
All right. I'll just, I might not even sing. I might just give a Jerry Lewis Hey Lady. Is that all right with you, Scott?
Oh, you bet.
All right. Are you ready to hear the secret sound?
Yes, sir.
All right. Stand by and don't answer until I say the Jerry Lewis thing, okay?
Uh-huh.
All right. Here we go.
Godspeed.
Caller, name this sound.
And if we do give the money away, it's courtesy of our friends upstairs at Advantage Title.
Absolutely. I want to do something around at the end of this.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
Hey, lady!
Yeah!
Because you just clipped it ever so slightly with the thing. Give it to him one more time. Scott, listen carefully. We're going to give it to you one more time and then give you another guess, okay? Listen up. Free listen, Scott. There it is. All right, Scott from Wichita, who sounded like his name was God. What is the secret sound?
Well, there's not a band called Sons of Kidney Stones, so I'm going to guess just Aerosmith, Love in the Elevator.
Okay. Scott, now hold on, Scott. Scott.
You know, you can hear. You can listen without hearing.
Scott, what are we going to do with Scott? Scott, you had a lot of prepared comedy material here, but Scott, unfortunately, you did not know what the contest was. This is the secret sound contest.
Right.
Not the secret song.
Oh!
We blew out the secret song contest, Scott. If you listened religiously, you'd know that.
If I'd known that, I wouldn't have given him the palm pilot, but I already gave it to him.
Scott?
I feel like an idiot.
Well, you're not a listener, Scott.
No, you hear things, but you don't listen.
Do you have problems listening, Scott?
What?
Sometimes.
I get the impression, Scott, that you're thinking more about what you want to say than you are about listening to any of our... That was a sound, Scott. It was not a song.
Yeah.
Scott?
Yes, sir?
Okay.
You know what? And that Palm Pilot's not going to help him because it's just going to have him tuning more people out.
He'll talk to it, though. Hold on the line, okay, Scott?
Thank you.
Way to go.
Duh. Oh, boy.
What did he say?
Buzz,
thank you.
I know it breaks your heart.
Learn to listen. I know. Listen to learn.
I know it breaks Buzz's heart every time we get somebody from Wichita like that.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Hey, okay, was that those guys there? Smith.
He did his crowd.
You're not doing that? You mean the game that was discontinued a week and a half ago?
Anyway. I thought it was some kind of song, duh.
All right. Anyway, that's why that guy called me a dick yesterday. Sorry about that. I'm just here doing the very best I can.
Yes, you are.
Now listen, the contest, not really contest, but our grand experiment for the women with small boobs is continuing.
Procedure.
Now, is it Monday that the lady's going to be here?
Monday, yes.
Monday, we are going to have all of our contestants. I hate to do this, but I must for the first time today. Charles Broyhill, please come in here and inform me, or Lisa, inform me how many contestants, experiments, exhibits we have in the fabulous
participant
big boob contest. Angela Harris, Dr. Angela Harris, I think she's a doctor.
A doctor?
She will be here to talk all about it and to give everybody the details. And a woman who will not be participating in the experiment is our own Lisa. Lisa, nothing's changed on that front,
no,
right?
I'm sorry.
You still haven't given it any second thoughts, third thoughts, fourth thoughts?
No.
How many participants do we have right now?
We have six right now.
She's beginning to play with her breasts.
Yeah, brought that on.
Yes, I did.
Well, thank you, Mike.
I mean, because she's thinking about it again right now.
I have that whole touching them thing. Yeah, we have six for right now, and if we get any more between now and Monday, then we're going to have to, maybe have to see them all again and pick the five winners.
All right, good. So if you are someone with that is small of boob, we still invite you to come on down here and be measured by our own Lisa, and then Angela Harris will be here with her new product, New Bust.
Mm-hmm.
If you are interested in New Bust, we can tell you that the phone number is... Why? What are you looking at?
I'm just laughing. Small of bust.
Small of bust.
Small of breast.
S-O-B. Small of teeth.
Yes, exactly.
As it were.
That's right.
For New Bust, if you're interested, and a lot of women are, you can call 1-800-731-9910. Rob, I will ask you one thing for the duration of the broadcast.
Mike,
please do not play with your breasts
when
while
you
you're
talk
in here.
About them. I have to touch them. I know you do.
I know you do. Oh, my goodness. Well, you're ready to take some phone calls.
Yeah, dive in.
We will take your phone calls right now at 1-877-365-3636.
Hello, and Greenville.
Before I do, I want to tell you, I was beginning to tell you about my morning where I had the whole house to myself, really the first time in about 3 weeks that that's happened, where nobody to take care of, no responsibilities. My oldest daughter had a field trip to go to the zoo,
wow.
And my wife was one of the house mothers, one of the room mothers, whatever.
Right.
She was going on the trip, and she was taking my youngest daughter, and the lady that comes in and babysits sometimes,
yes.
She wasn't there because she was out doing God knows what, I think getting some surgery on her foot.
Really?
So I had the house to myself, and I was very, very excited.
And how did you spend your morning?
I didn't have a plan, Rob. I didn't have a plan. I just woke up. I my hair was sticking straight up in the air.
Yes.
I looked like crap. I basically threw on some jeans and a T-shirt, and I was wandering around, poking around the house. Lots of television.
Yes.
You know, I watched a little Nickelodeon. It was set for the kids, and I just sat there. I ate some peanuts.
What was on Nick this morning?
It was some, like, weird cartoon with oversized heads and big teeth.
Yeah, it happened.
I can't give you the specific of what it was.
But it was good.
Yeah, and then, we have shifted crap practice location, the band's practice location,
yes.
From my buddy Peter's house to my house, and so my drums finally are back in my house.
Right.
So I said, hey, I got all this time, there's nobody in the house, I'm going to go down, I'm going to wail on the skins for a while.
You said you didn't do that.
That's the other thing.
Oh,
hey.
Okay.
So I go downstairs, and I'm real excited, and I'm going to go down, I'm feeling vigorous and ready to go, and I have religiously put the dog gates at the top of the stairs so that I do not have any dogs going downstairs, because in the basement, the dogs look at the basement as a more attractive spot to defecate than they do the out-of-doors.
Really?
It sucks. And they gravitate to it. All I can tell you that I think happened was that the standard poodle, Hamilton,
right,
the most agile and the largest of the dogs.
And smartest.
And the smartest of the dogs, somehow, it couldn't have happened any other way, was able to jump the gate,
wow,
to go down into the basement and then finish his business and come back upstairs and jump the gate again. And then when I came down from sleeping, Hamilton's lying in the middle of the kitchen saying, good morning, you ready for your breakfast? Hey, no problem at all. And then I go downstairs and there's not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, six.
Wow.
BMs. Now, these are not enormous piles. These are, it's as though he decided he would just cover the entire area down there. Wow. And there are little, some areas, you know, there were degrees of freshness.
Oh, so it had been all night.
Yeah. So I go in and I get the dry stuff first. But then there is the consistency that says, you know, you can't even, I had to steam clean.
Oh.
We have one of those Hoover deals where you actually put the stuff in it.
Right.
And I don't use it very often. So I had to work my way around this. And you have two separate containers.
What time was this?
This was right before I called Don. So this would have been like 9:30, 10 o'clock in the morning.
What I wouldn't give for a videotape of you at 9:30 trying to figure out a steam cleaner.
I mean, I'm sitting there, you know, and really in my own mind, I'm saying to myself, what has happened here is that the morning I had to myself, the morning to really, with no responsibility whatsoever, literally nothing, no one to call, no appointment to go, to,
right,
to have someone tell you, you know, how to lose weight, no trainer to tell you that, you know, come on, let's do another rep, you know, nothing. I don't,
right,
have to take my kids to school. I don't have to take care of my kids. My wife's taking care of my kids. And all of a sudden, that all came crashing down on me because the dog, some dog, and it had to be the standard poodle,
right,
had done the BM thing. And then I have to manipulate this steam cleaning thing. And the first thing, it's got two containers of liquid.
Right.
One that sits on top and one that sits on the bottom. I thought that the one that sits on the bottom was the material, was the liquid material that has the cleaning solution in it because it's closest to the little brushes.
Right, but no.
The little brush.
That's like the exhaust, right?
No, it's not the exhaust, Rob. It's
what
something
is it?
Far more horrible than the exhaust.
What is it?
That is the container
that gets the leavings.
That's what I meant. Like
from,
that,
from the carpeting when it's all sucked up.
Right.
What this does is it squirts this juice. Anybody that's got one of these things, it's like this Hoover deal. It squirts the clean juice into the carpeting.
Right.
And then after it does this, it sucks up all the, like, dog DM and puts it in the container. So I wanted to check. I see that there's just a tiny little bit of liquid in the bottom of this container. And I'm like, well, before I pour in the cleaning solution, let me just make double sure that I have the right container. And I lifted up the little nozzle. I put my nose to it. And I swear to God, I have never, you have not experienced anything. You know that dog that was... That dog was a daisy compared to what I smell.
Oh.
This is the worst. You take the worst gas. You know, you take the smell of anything. I mean, but any substance that would make you gag.
Right.
And this thing comes rushing up at me. And
I'm guessing urine.
Urine.
Feces.
Well, it's the steam cleaner is primarily we use it to clean the dog's messes.
Mm-hmm.
Right. The dogs I have not properly trained because I have two young children. I can't take time with the dogs to go outside and do that.
Right.
So I mean, I was this was so beyond foul that I immediately knew my mistake and I didn't pour the cleaning solution in. So I steam cleaned all of it. And you know, even that is gross when you put the solution on,
sure.
And then you release the trigger, and then that's when the machine sucks all the crap out of the carpeting, and that was my morning. And that's when I knew things were going to just be garbage.
Did you ever play the drums?
Yeah, I did, actually. Oh, did I play the drums?
I played the drums based on Doggy BM.
You are the golden boy.
Doggy BM.
Doggy BM. I hate Doggy BM. There we go. Now, this gate that was supposed to keep him out of the basement, does that go, like, right against steps? So he would have had to, like, jump
everybody
and
knows
the ground running?
Everybody knows what this gate is.
Right.
It's like the wooden slats.
It's a pressure gate.
It's
right?
One of those things you have the little hook on it.
Right.
And you know, it's a baby gate primarily.
Right.
It's not for dogs, and you slide it across. This thing was locked tight when we went to bed last night, and this was fresh BM. This was fresh dog, unless my wife had done that before, but I mean, it looked like dog BM, and I swear to God, he would have had to jump over it, come back upstairs and jump over it again, and then appear completely innocent.
Of course.
What do? Put surveillance cameras on my dogs in the house so
my
this
mom
doesn't
has
happen
done
again?
That on her dog.
Put surveillance cameras there?
They were sure that the dog was sleeping on the couch, but they said they could never catch him. They left a video camera on the couch, and they caught him.
My house is really... I'll never be able to sell it.
They make him watch the tape?
I've already taken out of our dining room an entire oriental carpet that was under our dining room table, and it's out in the garage. Because it was... You know, I was having people come over for the homeowners.
Yes.
And the homeowners association in my neighborhood, and I had to remove it. I was trying to clean it, and as I tried to clean it with that same steam cleaner,
yes.
The odor that came out was just, it was prohibitive to have
you,
it, so I had to take, so they basically tanked a very expensive oriental carpet that I had to take out and just throw away.
So you rejuvenated odors.
Yeah.
I mean, there was like stuff locked in there.
You bring the stuff up from the carpeting.
Yeah, you're going to have to go to a pro for that.
Well, I've taken two of the dogs to trainers to get them, but you have to, it's like anything else, you got to stay on them. You got to stay on them every single minute, and you have to make sure that they go outside. But for some reason, that basement, you know, maybe because that's where they've always gone.
Mm-hmm.
They just love that. They don't like grass. They don't like trees or fire hydrants or anything like that. They like nice plush carpet.
Mark territory for them now.
Why don't you just put the oriental rug in the backyard? You can write it off as a loss, and it'll just go in the backyard on the rug.
And then we can bring the cinder blocks over, Rob, and you can put your old Caprice Classic up on the block.
Oh, you could do worse.
Why don't we put it in the front yard, Rob?
That'll be even.
And then we'll bring the sofa out there, too. Yeah,
that way we can look at my car.
And we can all star in American Holler. Absolutely.
Hey, you like the oriental carpet? Yeah, I put that out in the yard once the dog started peeing on it. Then, you know, it looks so nice out there. I said, we got to put a couple of them tables and a sofa out there. And right now I work on my car, sit in a nice Burka lounger, and then I go out and I work on my transmission.
Sounds like a plan.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. You're on the air. How you doing?
Good. Is this me?
Yeah, that's a heck of a phony up here. Is this Lou?
Hey, Mike. Mike, I want to tell you, since 1987, I've lost count, but I've passed somewhere between 15 and 20 kidney stones, and they're no fun.
Wow. All right, now tell me really what Don has to look forward to when he does this.
Well, I've never passed one as big as a marble, and usually if he's got one that big, the doctors would probably do an ultrasound and break it up into smaller pieces.
Did he say it was as big as a marble?
He said as big as a tooth.
A tooth,
right.
Yeah,
he didn't say
marble.
It could be like a baby tooth or like a tooth that the guy had, and there's something about Mary.
What would you compare the pain to?
A woman giving birth.
Yeah, but you don't know that. You don't,
no,
give
no,
me something I can
know that.
Give me something I can deal with. I mean, as far as guys paying, what would it be the equivalent of?
Okay. Do you remember when you were a kid and your father and mother took you on a long trip and you had to pee almost as soon as you got in the car, but 100 miles down the road, Dad finally decides to stop?
No, sir. I peed in the car. Hello, Don and Mike show.
On the Oriental rug.
Absolutely. They had an Oriental rug back there for me in the station wagon.
That's great.
The Plymouth Valiant station wagon. It was when we would get to our destination, it would be completely soaked in urine.
Use the rug, dear.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, buddy.
Buddy, is this another buddy?
It's another, mine's not buddy. My name is Heavy. Like you pick it up and it's heavy.
Heavy?
Heavy, H-E-A-V-Y, Heavy.
Why do they call you Heavy, sir?
It's just a name I've had for Chris 4 years ago. Look, what about your dog.
Hold on, Heavy.
Heavy,
hold on. Slow down. Cool it. You'll get to your agenda, Heavy, but I will tell you right now, we're curious about that name. Would you be a man of larger carriage?
Well, I used to be at one time, yeah.
What are you weighing in at now, Heavy?
235.
And how tall a man would you be?
6'1".
Okay, all right, so that's not too bad.
That's almost exactly me.
Yeah, that's Rob.
Okay.
So you're big and fat.
Okay, let's go for that, okay.
I didn't say it, Rob.
I didn't say it.
Someone had to. Might as well be me.
Thank you, Rob. Thank you. You made that a very special moment for me. All right, Heavy, it says you're a pet trainer. I don't want to talk to a million pet trainers, but...
No, I understand.
What is a... You know, give me a quick fix.
How old are these dogs?
Let me see. I think Oscar is 42. Hamilton would be in his 20s, and the puppy is maybe 9 or 10. About almost teens. Late teens.
Did you ever try cage training these dogs when you had them?
Yes, I've done the crate training. I did the crate training with the puppy and the crate training. And I hate calling it cage training because what it is you put the dog in a crate.
Right.
And then you feed and water the dog while they're in this crate. And then when you let them out, you take them immediately outside and they think of outside is where to go. I did that religiously for the first 3 weeks we had Tully. And, you know, Tully just follows the other dog's leads.
Well, truthfully, that's not actually how it goes. I have two shepherds that I have at the house, and both of them are full size. I have big.
Okay. Hello, Don and Mike show. Sorry, I just, you know, I mean, sometimes you can just get too much information.
Yeah,
that's true.
And I'm trying that cage training with my daughter, and it hasn't worked yet.
Well, he was going to tell me what to do, and I'm not going to do it. I mean, he's going to tell me what to do, and I'm going to say, yes, I'll do that.
And then you won't.
Let me tell you about dog trainers, because I've been to enough dog trainers to know this, that dog trainers will help you to a certain extent, but there is nothing you can do, not in my experience, there's nothing that you can do that is not time intensive, that really where you have to spend the time with the animal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what I don't have time to do. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
God.
Hello. Yes. Who's this?
This is Travis in Spokane. What's up?
Hi, Travis. You've also had kidney stones.
No, I had a friend who had kidney stones.
Yeah, can you describe the pain? Because the other guy, I don't.
He was in a lot of pain. They had to drug him up pretty heavy, and they had to actually ultrasonically blast it out of him because it wouldn't. He couldn't pass it naturally.
Oh my.
Yeah, he said that was the worst pain he'd ever felt. You know, falling down and.
There you are, sir. We're all done doing that, and your kidney stones are in tiny little fragments right now.
Never felt better.
He gave him, like, little coffee filters. He had to, you know, urinate through that, try to trap it.
Uh-huh.
But he
coffee
said
filters?
The best way to alleviate the pain is to smoke some medical marijuana.
Okay. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Checking in from Washington State.
Rob, I think we should get a big bottle of Grey Goose vodka in here, though.
I think it's a grand idea.
Hi there. What can we do for you?
Good for your kidney.
You're on the air, sir.
Hey, Mike.
Hey.
I got something that's going to help you with your dog.
Is it your timing?
I will tell you before you give me any advice for my dogs, I want you to do this. I will not do anything that requires a major time commitment. I would be lying to you if I told you that it was a major time commitment.
No time commitment at all.
Okay.
It will keep the odors from coming back from your rug. It's a little white box. Comes with red lettering. It says Nature's Miracle on it.
Nature's Miracle. That's what I've always referred to Rob Spiewak as.
Thank you.
Rob, in fact, everybody, Buzz, don't we always call Rob Nature's Little Miracle?
A&M. Nature's Miracle.
A&M.
If I'm not that, I'm America's favorite little brown
especially
jack.
When we come back from vacation, I'll always walk in the studio and I'll say to Rob, how is Nature's Little Miracle? Now, you're plugging a product. I don't want that either. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello? Hello, is this Dan? No, that's not Dan. All right, let's try Sam in Greenville.
Hey, this is Lou. It's
hey, you know what?
Virginia. How you doing?
Yeah, hold on a second. This is Lou?
Yeah.
All right, it says Sam. You know what?
Did the words broken glass, seeing broken glass mean anything
now,
to you?
There you go. That's
yeah.
a good My description. God.
Isn't that like a song by Annie Lennox?
Yes.
Like I said before, 15 to 20 in the last 12 or so years.
Oh, God. How come you get... What causes so many of them?
Well, if you have a propensity for it, it depends on your diet, because in my case, they're calcium oxalates. So you get calcium from dairy products.
Right.
And oxalate from chocolate, dark sodas, coffee, and tea.
So basically, don't eat or drink anything, and you'll be fine.
Yeah, it seems that way. If you drink a lot of... If you just drink a lot of water, mm-hmm. it helps.
Where are you calling from, sir?
Sperryville, Virginia.
Sperryville,
right here
Virginia.
Below Skyline Drive.
Oh, because I thought you might have been one of the WFIS listeners. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I didn't think he'd use the word propensity.
Propensity, that's right. That wouldn't be used down in that area. Okay, we got a break pretty soon. I will do that. Rob, you make sure you just let me know when that has to happen.
You got it.
So when I always forget that when we're doing the show. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Camara.
Yes, right here.
How you doing? Welcome to my tub.
Oh, God.
I can do without this.
What are you doing? What? What?
What's your morning? Did you get to check out the old channel 598?
No. What do you mean 598? It's 596, sir.
I'm sorry.
That's Vivid TV. That's usually a double feature.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And you know what? I didn't go near that today. I did not touch that. And I would have told you. I would have told you. Did you buzz by any chance?
No, not today.
Rob, you don't get it, do you?
No, my wife was very good to me this morning.
Oh, really? Really?
Hey, well, okay. Actually, so was mine.
Something about Robin sex, it just makes me feel weird.
Thought it might be funny to say it, Steve.
Look at the look he gets on his face. What the hell are you calling us from your bathtub for?
You know, this and that. You know where the best place is?
Yeah, and whatnot, you know, idiot.
What are you...
596?
What, sir?
The best place for the 596?
What?
The tub.
All right. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Get that TV good and close to the ledge of that tub.
This is Nick from Stafford, Virginia. Hi, Nick. How you doing?
How you doing, O'Mara?
I'm doing fine. I'm doing fine. I'm doing as well as can be expected after a morning of cleaning up BM. And, you know, my best buddy's out sick with kidney stones. But outside of that, you know, I'm doing fine. Don Geronimo is not here. And, you know, it's always my work ethic has been questioned by many around this building. And
not by this man.
You know, frankly, it's just that much too much work for me. So, but other than that, I'm doing wonderfully. How are you doing, sir?
Pretty good, sir.
What can I do for you?
You're interested in how it feels with that kidney stone?
Yeah, we're going to... This might be the last kidney stone call we take here.
Okay, this one I'm about to sum it up. Imagine being kicked in the balls repeatedly to where it goes all the way up into your back.
Okay.
That lasts until it passes, pretty much.
Oh, that's good. Thanks, Nick.
All right,
thanks so much. That's great. Well, I guess Don's feeling better right now.
He should be.
Well, I believe they have told me that we are going to have the big, bulky guy, Vince McMahon, who started up this XFL. He's Mr. Wrestling. He knows about all this stuff. And they tell me that this screensaver I have with that big boob girl,
right?
That's his, like, his lady.
Oh.
I believe the word Lisa used was that's his little bitch.
That's his little bitch right there. So we'll ask Vince McMahon about his little bitch and everybody else when we return on the Don and Mike Show right after this.
Number one, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike Show.
I must not scream. I must not scream in front of them. I must say, I must not listen to my mind. I must not run off the set. I must not run. I must not run. I know I'll break down. They'll find out I'm weak. They'll find out I'm in pain. Oh, God. What God? I will break down, look like a fool, an idiot. They'll find out I can't act. Can't act at all. End of the vision. Well, there must be a way out. And my mind is telling me there's a way out. You get a nice, cool gun.
Look up the British Villa and continue with our panel right after this. Don't go away.
They love to hee-haw with the wrinkled meemaw. Don and Mike.
We do indeed. Mike O'Mara here with Rob Spiewak and Buzz Burbank. Don Geronimo, some kidney stone difficulty today. He will be back on the show tomorrow when we have a huge show with
Big Friday show.
Charlie Stossel, and we're also going to speak with... aren't we going to get some other sports hero or something like that, like we always do? I don't prepare these shows. I just walk in here and do it.
Maybe the sports hero is today for Vince McMahon.
Don, that might be true.
He's my favorite sports hero.
We will be talking to the one and only WWF. That's the company, right? It's not WCW. That's
the right one.
WWF big guy, Mr. Big, the evil boss, Vince McMahon.
And XFL.
And now the XFL. We'll chat with him in just a few seconds here. I do want to mention that I have a crap bulletin for everyone. That,
oh, really? Your band?
Has been following the band crap. We are in rehearsal right now. I mentioned that... last rehearsal was a little dicey, a little shaky, but you know, we're on the road. We're basically trying to get things ironed out and to work it out. But I'm concerned that when we actually do venture out to perform, that we have quality sound. And I decided to bring in an additional professional to assist us with crap sound.
Like a performer or like
an
engineer?
A sound man, Rob, a sound man.
Is his first name start with W?
He is a man that is occasionally referred to as Smoot.
Hey, that's a good move. You will not regret that.
Yes, Wendell Smoot Hall will be, when we get out there. Now, yeah, who knows when we're going to do this, but when we do something that's really big,
big show,
right here, Wendell Smoot Hall will be the man. He is the guy that's going to do this.
I think you've made a good choice. I think you may want to invest in a metal detector.
I'm very, very excited about this. I'm very, very excited about talking to this gentleman because I've watched this guy for a very, very long time. And let's welcome Vince McMahon to the Don and Mike Show.
Vince. Mike, how you doing?
How are you?
I'm great, thanks.
You know, I want to ask you because I've got, I'll be honest with you right up front, I've got a kind of a cursory knowledge of WWF and wrestling, and it's become so popular. We have a lot of people from wrestling on the show. But I do have a memory of watching you. Now, you just jump in and tell me if I'm wrong here. You used to wear, like, a yellow jacket, right? And I remember watching you on, I don't know if you even knew your affiliates back then, on Channel 22 out of Springfield, Massachusetts.
That's your WLP, I believe.
Wow. Here's a businessman.
And I'll tell you, the thing that I remember most is that Vince McMahon was just a little bit of a guy, and then, you know, click to years down the road, and Vince McMahon looks like one of the wrestlers. You've been in the gym.
I have been in the gym growing bigger and bigger. It's kind of like my ego. It gets bigger every year.
But it was so funny because back in those days, and I don't know how many years ago we're talking about, but I mean, I was, you know, I'm not that much younger than you are, but I remember watching this, and you were doing the announcing, and that's when it was first getting really, really popular, and, you know, it would be you, skinny old Vince McMahon, standing next to these giant wrestlers, and it all started doing that, and now look at you, Vince. Look at how far you have come.
Right.
Unbelievable.
It's all fun. Having a blast all through the many years, too.
And listen to that voice.
Yeah.
It sounds like hello. Hello, Gary. Is this true that Lisa, our assistant producer here, put on the screensaver this beautiful woman? Is she attached to you? Trish Stratus?
No. Trish.
All right, explain, please.
Does Lisa look a lot like Trish? Or?
Well, Lisa is a very, very attractive young lady, and she is also the number one wrestling fan on this show. And she said that you two have some sort of, this is a gorgeous blonde, incidentally, that I'm looking at right here. A beautiful blonde. Says you have some kind of interaction with her. Lisa?
Yeah, Lisa.
This is wrestling expert. I'm sorry, I got to bring Lisa in here.
I didn't speak with her a few moments ago.
I am not going to take the heat for this. Lisa, get in here.
She had colorful phrases to say.
Was this not the information you gave me?
We need to preface this. He needs to know that every day I come in and I put some wallpaper on your computer, and I put up women,
right,
scantily clad, sometimes nude.
Yeah.
And since we were having Vince on the show today,
this woman up.
Right. I went to one of the WWF websites.
And Vince has just told me he has nothing to do with this woman.
No, wait a minute.
Oh, now what's going on? Now, between the two of you, let me get the straight story here. What's going on, Vince?
There's a little chemistry with Vince and Trish.
So it is true, huh? Yeah, you don't seem to want to talk about this, Vince.
A little cagey.
Not really.
Okay. All right, well, Vince, you tell me. You want to talk about the XFL?
Whatever you guys want to talk about.
Well, let's get right to the tough questions first about the XFL. The XFL, what a splash when it debuted. I, like so many people, were watching that. Everybody was excited about that. And it's no secret that, you know, the ratings have not been what you guys would have liked. And you're tweaking it right now. Would that be a fair assessment?
Oh, I think that's very fair. You know, I mean, I think we came on the air with a big splash. We weren't really quite ready with our football yet. You know, it needed another 2 or 3 weeks of preseason, more or less. But you know, when you do a startup league, you just, you know, you don't have the luxury of doing what, you know, the NFL's been doing for 75 years. So, you know, you start up and you do the best you can. That's what we've been doing. You know, and where we are now, I mean, it's great football. It's terrific football.
Well, it is terrific football, but that has been, for the football purists out there, that has been one of the knocks on the league, and I guess that is something that does not happen overnight, where you can get that quality of the play up to, you know, obviously the NFL is in its own league.
Right.
But you can't get that, so to speak. But to get that up to even
passable,
right,
you know, standards. How long do you think it's going to take before we have the kind of football where people are going to say, hey, that's, you know, that's not bad?
Oh, I think it's there now.
You do?
I mean, I think this past weekend was sensational.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, again, no different than the NFL as well, even though they have, you know, the preseason and whatever. You know, the offense always lags a little behind the defense in terms of getting up to speed and whatever. And, man, we really put some points on the board this past weekend. You know, it was a wide-open offensive type of run-and-gun, you know, football. It was very, very exciting.
What is your long-term vision for the XFL? Since you've had this bump in the road, what are you thinking? Is there anything that we're going to see down the road? You know, because obviously, I commend you for the innovations. I mean,
right.
it's truly amazing what you have done with this. So many different things that you've done, you know, bringing in the cameras, you know, adding some spice and some excitement to the league. Is there anything else that are you guys always thinking about what you can do to make changes? I mean, obviously, you brought the cameras into the halftime cheerleaders locker room. Yeah, we all applaud you for that, Vince.
How did that go over?
What does your research tell you about that?
You know, I think people enjoyed it. I think it was a hoot. It was meant to be a hoot.
Absolutely. We certainly think it was a hoot. Hey, Vince?
Yes?
I don't want to tell you how to do your business here, but, you know, it's all well and good, but is there any way around that no nudity rule on network television?
Probably not.
Have you thought about six letters XFL pay-per-view?
Oh, sure. The thought has crossed my mind.
Yeah.
What would you do, seriously, if you were going to go on an HBO or a Showtime or something like that? I mean, we're really, as far as censorship is concerned, the sky is the limit. I mean, has that ever been anything that you would give some thought to?
To a certain extent, yes, but not in terms of, you know, anything that's outside of the football purview. In other words, you know, now in terms of audio, we're trying to, you know, it's a reality show inside of, you know, a game. So what we will do is, you know, you hear people talking on occasion. You know, in terms of a player who's really into the game, you'll hear an expletive or two. Generally speaking, you know, we bleep those things out. But
okay. All right.
You know, the only difference is that on an HBO or something like that, we probably wouldn't. That would be about the only difference.
And so far, you know, I guess you and Dick Ebersol, you guys are committed to this league. And, you know, here's a hypothetical situation. I don't wish this on you, but, I mean, if you continue to see problems with the ratings, you know, is there a jump off point with this XFL, or how long are you guys in this for?
I'm very, very long-term oriented. I think that the NBC is not as long-term oriented as I am.
That's because they're network people.
That's right.
Boy.
But, so you like those network people, huh?
but in any event, you know, I mean, I think that, you know, when I think they totally understand and certainly are on board, you know, with the long-term view. I think they have affiliate problems and things of that nature, trying to explain brand building to affiliates who are, you know, who want instant gratification, and who does it if you can get it.
Right.
You know, but on a Saturday night, which is a wasteland in terms of network television,
right,
and especially for, you know, this demographic.
Right.
I think we're, you know, in the demographic we're attracting, we're doing all right. We just don't have the overall umbrella number. And I quite frankly think that we've reached our low point, and I think we're going to build on this. And what I'm hoping is that, you know, with the NCAA finals and the championship and all that coming up, you know, I'm hoping that it'll bring more of that demographic back to television, and they will sample over, even if it's for a few minutes, they'll sample over and see the caliber of play of football in the XFL and how much it has vastly improved,
mm-hmm,
and then hopefully we'll build from there.
Now, are we going to see more hype or less hype? I mean, I know you advertised, I was looking at one of your print ads where you said, you know, we're not going to do as much of the hype stuff.
Right.
Are you going to continue to back off that, or are you going to see more and more of that stuff?
I think it's more and more football, but more and more really good football, and learning, you know, something more about the players, and it takes a while to develop stars. It certainly takes a while to develop a brand. We just can't expect to come on and instantly we have this, you know, brand of football that's wildly successful.
Right, right.
You know, so I mean, you can't do that in a year. I don't care who you are. It is a long-term project with us.
You know, I don't think this is hype, but it's just I have some thoughts on the XFL. If you don't mind me brainstorming.
Absolutely.
Here, you know, have you thought about perhaps? And this is just a, you know, I'm just throwing this out, and you're the man, and you know, you can tell me if you like the idea or not. But have you thought about maybe letting the players carry weapons?
No, actually, I haven't.
It's just an idea.
You know, and it wouldn't have to be all the players, Vince. It could be like one player on each side.
Just one guy is designated the weapon carrier. Yeah,
basically,
right?
Two women, two weapons per. Well, I was going to mention women,
and two
too.
Two women?
Well, yeah, I was thinking about maybe throwing a girl in there. and not like a big, beefy girl, but, a petite, very attractive girl.
Like, what's her name on your computer?
Yeah, like maybe Trish Stratus.
Right. Oh, yeah.
It would just be you'd have, two weapons per team, one for the offense, one for the defense. And you wouldn't know who had the weapon until, of course, late in the game, maybe third, fourth quarter, when you had somebody on the sideline.
And don't go crazy. No firearms. Just like a cat of nine tails or a mace or something.
But, success or not with the XFL, I mean, this WWF thing, did you ever, I asked this of every wrestler that comes into the studio, did you ever in your wildest dreams expect, that wrestling would take off to this extent, and B, that you would be so goddamn rich?
aside from that, but I do think, and thought for a long, long time when we first began our expansion and so forth, that, that sports entertainment would be, really big, because it's generation after generation after generation, no different than Coca-Cola philosophy,
Right.
And you just have to hang in there and present good product year after year. So I always knew that it would be successful.
It amazes me.
Yeah.
The extent, and how much are you worth, Vince, if you don't mind me asking? Is it $40, $50 billion?
$4.95, I guess.
Come on now.
It really doesn't matter.
It does. I guess you're at that level where it matters to all of us, but it doesn't matter to you. And anything else on the fire besides, you've launched this XFL,
right.
Anything, you obviously have this wonderful desire to dominate the world. Are you?
No. Entertain the world. The biggest thrill in my life, and believe it or not, is not going to the bank, but the biggest thrill in my life is putting smiles on faces.
Okay.
And when people enjoy your product, they come up to you and tell you, geez, I really enjoyed that. It was terrific. We had such a great time. And I'm hearing that not only in World Wrestling Federation Entertainment, but I'm hearing it a great deal in the XFL. Especially the in-stadium arena experience is not to be believed.
You know what we say on this show, Vince?
What?
We say, let a smile be your handshake.
Exactly.
There you go.
Because, you'll never meet a nicer bunch of guys.
I'd be doing business with you.
Do you believe us?
Sure.
Oh, good. Okay, well, that's a good thing.
And they call him a genius.
Pretty gullible sometimes.
Yeah, no, you're not, Vince. You're a sharp guy. We know you're a sharp guy. Let me ask you a question about your workout routine.
Sure.
Just take me through that. What's the ad? Because, Don and I, my partner who's out sick today, he's back in the gym.
Right.
I'm starting to get into this a little bit. And, I see guys like you. Occasionally, really, you don't see guys that look like Vince McMahon in the average gym.
No,
but I'll tell you right now, I'm always curious as to what your regimen is and what you do.
I never do the same thing twice.
Really? I mean, on a daily basis or on a week?
Daily basis. Well, because what happens is your body, reacts very, very quickly, to exercise, and if in fact you're doing the same bench press or whatever. That you don't get the full benefit out of the amount of time you spend in the gym. You have to spend a lot of time in a gym, by the way, to get yourself in shape. And you can spend 35 minutes in the gym and walk out of there and get as much out of it as some guys can of staying in there for an hour or two.
Let me throw out some numbers at you right
here.
I bench press about 25 pounds right now.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter what you bench press.
Really?
Really does. It's not, and that's something else.
I'm kidding. I'm not that weak. I'm joking. But you are very, very
really
pleasant
bad
man.
Because a lot of guys, that's what they do. They go to the gym and say, okay, how much weight can I move around? And it's not the amount of weight you move around. It's how you move it.
I did. I was actually bench pressing a little too much weight one time, and my right testicle actually exploded.
That's not good.
Right in the gym. It was agony.
You got to watch for that.
Well, Vince McMahon, we wish you the best of luck with the XFL.
Yeah,
and in the WWF, I'll tell you something. The more we interview these wrestlers as the years go by, they seem to be getting more like entertainers. They get a little more sophisticated, and they're all some very good. That's right, Rob. They're entertainers. They're fun to talk to a lot. And it used to be it was a little tough to interview a wrestler, and now these guys are superstars that you're breeding with the WWF.
They are, and they're great human beings, and it's just a delight to be able to go to work with them every day.
All right. Well, did you enjoy the interview?
Absolutely.
So you don't feel like you want to kick our ass or anything like that?
Definitely not.
All right. Well, thank you, Vince McMahon.
Thank you guys very much.
Good luck with the XFL.
Thanks.
Okay, bye-bye.
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 Very good.
I was frightened during that entire interview.
Right. Yeah,
he wasn't too polished, was he?
I was, that was the kind of guy I was trying to get to him, but nothing was going to get beyond that sheet of armor that he had.
No.
We
Mr. O'Meara, I'm going to kick your ass.
How much are you worth, sir?
Yeah,
$4.75. Oh, come on, Vince.
I still want to hear Lisa's story about this Trish and Vince
McMahon. Lisa, come in here, please.
What the heck is that deal?
You embarrass me. You deliberately embarrass me in front of a promoter. What the hell is that? You know, I don't know. You know I know nothing about wrestling.
They make out on television.
They make out.
He makes out with her.
I didn't want to mention this. Vince McMahon, in his little bio here, president, chief executive, both his children, Stephanie and Shane, also work in the company, which is headquartered in Stamford. His wife, Linda, serves as the WWF's president and chief, and he's sucking face with that blonde with the big boobs.
I mean, it's all, they write this elaborate storyline. So the storyline is now that Linda, because Vince is not happy with her, she's all drugged up and...
So his wife is in the shtick?
Yeah, she's in a wheelchair and she just sits there like in a day, like she's in a coma, a waking coma. Okay. And that Trish is like his little bitch.
Okay, that's all I need to know, Lisa. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Showbiz.
Fascinating. It was the evil boss. You know, I love the bios they send on people.
It was the evil boss character that sparked new interest in the WWF product. By choosing to go against the boss's orders, Stone Cold Steve Austin became the most popular and successful star in wrestling history. McMahon then created a controversial cast of supporting characters to go with the rebellious Austin, including, and this is for people that don't follow wrestling, including Val Venus, an adult film star character, The Godfather, a pimp character, and then Vince McMahon as the evil boss.
You know what? I think we should have a storyline on our show.
So we should all like be characters?
Yeah, I want to be the guy in the wheelchair, though. That way I'd always have a place to sit out.
You're hitting a little close to home there, Rob. All right, we're going to take more of your phone calls at 877-365-3636. Lots more fun, and down the road on the old show today, Rob Spiewak's 30th birthday party.
Yay!
With a special sex show, and I think coming up next we're going to notify the individual who's receiving the sex show.
He'll be pleased.
Has he gotten the skinny yet?
I don't know.
All right, we'll find out when we come back on the Don and Mike Show. We will be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Lincoln, the Don and Mike Show.
Jerk-ass!
You can call Don and Mike anytime.
Out of my way, jerk-ass!
That's 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you. The mayors of Cunnyland, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara.
Speaking of Cunnyland, the sex show on its way, apparently caught in traffic.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Like a car full of Shriners. They're making their way over
here.
A tiny little car. Yes, sir, with all the dancers. Making their way over here to give a wonderful sex show for Rob's birthday, postponed from last week. And Rob,
yes.
How are you feeling?
I'm fine. Why?
Not me.
What's the matter?
I just haven't been myself lately.
No, I think you look good.
I think I might have a little bit of that foot and mouth disease.
Oh, why? Did you say something wrong?
No, I just was reading about this foot and mouth disease. It's really, I think I really might have a touch.
Wait, humans don't get it.
I don't care, Buzz.
Okay.
I'm reading this this story right here. It says fears over foot and mouth disease are spreading far beyond the farms of Britain.
What I smell over here is... doesn't smell like your foot or your mouth.
Wall Street. I mean, I think you can get it. Why are they burning all these pigs over there, Buzz?
Because they will become infected and spread to other animals and drastically hurt the food supply. So they have to try to head it off of the pass if they can.
Okay. Well, I just think it's going to get all of us. And I think this is going to be the end of the world as we know it. I really do.
Maybe
I think
right
it's
going
to get into, you know, to me, what it's going to be is your mouth is going to start looking like your foot. It's going to have horns.
That's
going to happen. Bunions?
Nails?
What does it do to you? What is this foot and mouth? Why are they so freaked out about it if it can't affect human beings?
Because it can hurt our food supply and because it can spread to the animals all over the world.
What the hell with that? I mean, if they all die, we eat grapes. I don't understand why there's such a panic about all this.
Can you eat the animals if they're infected with it, if you can't get it?
No.
I heard that it could be spread from one country to the next or on a tourist's shoe.
That's true. It can carry on the wind. It can go 300 miles just on the wind.
That's not good.
Well, I've heard you can get it from a toilet seat.
Yeah. Of course you could.
Yes.
So you can get it from the air. You can get it from your feet.
Right.
And you can get it from eating a bad pig.
Well, you can spread it. You can't get it.
This is it.
What if you really cooked the meat really well?
I don't know.
It doesn't matter.
They say no.
You know,
you can eat it.
It's Britain, France, Germany. Then it's all those people over there. Then it comes over here, and it's the end of the world. The stock market will be the least of our problems.
I don't know about England or France, but I guarantee you, watch out for Germany.
Now, should we let the recipient of your sex show aware of the fact that he's going to? I think we should, shouldn't we?
Well, I'm sure. You know, I think Charlie may have told him.
Hey, Charlie, did you tell the mystery guest that he was going to be the recipient?
Are you inviting Charlie in?
Is that the first time today?
You invited him once before, but Lisa came in first.
That's my crutch, incidentally. We were discussing that before the show started today. That is my crutch. Uh-huh. Charlie Broyhill is usually my crutch that I always will go to Charlie Broyhill when I...
Is he stiff to me? Is he up in his office?
I think he's waiting for the girls out in the parking lot.
He knows them personally, don't you know?
Yeah.
Of course. Do you know if the recipient of the sex show is aware of the fact that he's a recipient?
Yes.
Ah, he knows.
Yeah. How is his mood?
Very eager. A little excited.
All right, we should make... I'm not going to make it a secret anymore. It's Colin.
Yeah.
From the sales department.
Oh, that guy.
Young Colin. Colin, I believe, is what, 18?
He's 14.
Yeah, give or take.
And he stalks Lisa.
He is Lisa's stalker.
And he will be coming in a little bit later on to receive the fabulous sex show. So we're excited about that.
He'll enjoy it. I bet he's never had a sex show.
Now, the hotline's ringing. Should I pick this up? It might be Don. We can get an update on the kidney stones. Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Oh.
No, that's not Don.
He's fallen.
Hello. Oh, my God. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey.
Hey.
You're a big pussy.
Why am I a big pussy?
You didn't give McMahon the sex quiz.
I don't give anybody the sex quiz because I don't have the sex quiz. Don has the sex quiz in his briefcase, and we don't have a copy of it. And we didn't the last time I was here for 3 days.
I don't remember it.
I don't remember it, and I'm not going to wing it because I want to get it just right.
Well, Rob can remember everything.
What?
Rob can remember everything.
Rob can remember everything. You know what? And it's also, I feel as though that's Don's thing.
Yeah, and I'm remembering
something. That's his thing to do. It's not my thing to do.
I'm remembering something right now.
Okay.
This guy's a dick.
There you go. Thank you very much. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Came to me.
Hey,
like
fellas.
Hey. Both out of the blue.
How you doing?
Hey, pretty good. Hey, guess that you guys picked the team to win the Final Four?
Oh, yeah, we've got that, actually. Hold on.
They lost.
Yeah, wait a minute.
They lost today.
Now, Rob gave me that before the show.
Charlie might have stolen the brackets.
Well, where is Charlie? Is Charlie, out on the street waiting for the...
He's out on the street showing everyone the brackets.
Starting to lose my patience.
No, Mike.
All right, here we go.
Never better.
Now, wait a minute. Oh, really? Hey, Lisa, does the Red X mean that they're out? Wisconsin's out?
Yeah.
They lost today, 49-50.
Oh, my God.
The Badgers, Rudy Martsky's alma mater out.
Oh, hi, ladies. The ladies are here.
Oh.
All right, let me go through this. Now, yesterday we had the toddler, actually the baby, and the dog picking our brackets.
Mm-hmm. The dog picked the first 32, and the baby picked the rest.
All right, I'm trying to decipher this right now. Are you any good at deciphering this? Because I'm not.
What do you want?
I'm trying to. What I wanted was to find out exactly. Well, I had another question for him, but now I forgot what it was, Charlie. How do we... So in the Hofstra-Ohio game, our baby or our dog picked Ohio?
Yes, Ohio State.
Ohio State was picked by the dog, and they were eliminated by Hofstra. No?
Ohio State played Utah State.
Ohio State won.
See right there?
How the hell do you decipher this?
It's very simple.
Oh, you go all the way to the far left.
Excuse me. Yeah, the far left.
It's the hot peppers on my sandwich.
Bet you that tasted good the second time.
Excuse me, I am terribly sorry.
All right,
so does this mean that all the other ones that have advanced were picked by our guys?
Well, not all of these games have been played yet.
Oh. All right.
See,
how do you tell?
Wisconsin lost.
Okay, Wisconsin lost
means.
What, Wisconsin lost in the second round?
No, they lost in the first round.
Oh, because it's over there on left. I've got it. I figured it out. Hold on. Now I'm going to go through it, okay? Are you ready?
These are the second round matchups.
Okay, so...
Where it says second above.
I understand that. Thank you very much. I understand what you're saying to me. So it's all here, and then none of these have played, right? None of the... is that the West?
Well, as it says there, Midwest. South.
South, okay. I'm sorry. It's hard. I don't pay attention to it. I don't like basketball. I don't like basketball.
You bust my balls when I say the wrong word.
I understand this. I am just trying to decipher this. So,
what we have is the games that have been played have been in the East and the West, correct?
So far.
But there have been, you know, I'm not looking at them because I got to pay attention to this. There have been no games in the Midwest and South yet, right?
I haven't been paying attention either.
Wait, hold on. This guy's talking. What are you saying, sir?
Right now, the one you want to pay attention to is, I go to George Mason. It's George Mason, Maryland, and Maryland's winning by one.
But George Mason wasn't picked, right? No.
And UCLA's winning by nine.
All right. Okay.
But right now, the biggest upset is Clemson is out.
This is so goddamn confusing.
Kentucky won, though.
That's true. How about...
No, but there's an X through Kentucky.
No.
Why is there an X through Kentucky?
There isn't.
To screw me up on purpose.
No, there isn't. I got confused.
Because John's not here and you want to see me suffer.
I got confused.
Give me my microphone.
I just shoved his microphone out of the way. I got confused, but I put KY.
Yeah, you put... You know, I got someplace you can put KY.
Laura liked that.
A lot of big. Yeah, she liked that, all right. You were on the cruise, weren't you? Weren't you the guy in that chaise lounge that she took the picture of on the beach?
Yeah.
So, am I correct in saying that Ohio State and Wisconsin are the only teams that have been eliminated out of our picks?
No, those are the only two I've gotten to so far.
So there are some. All right, sir, you're saying there's some others, right?
Right.
Okay, I'm going to put
it. Right now, there's going to be games played all the way until like 8 p.m. tonight. Georgetown plays tonight.
Okay, hold on. Now, so tell me, I've got Ohio State and Wisconsin on our list. Who else has been eliminated? Come on, this is your party. Come on now.
Utah State is gone.
Utah, wait, hold it. Now stop. Don't go any further.
Just relax. Cool it.
I'm cool it.
Life is a breeze.
Of course, breakfast just around the corner. Utah State, how? Rob, yes. I defer.
Oh, this
I'm
is,
sorry, Rob. I cannot. And Rob is not a sports fan. I'm more of a sports fan than Rob is, but I cannot decipher this.
What region is Utah State in, sir? Do you know offhand?
They played in Charlotte.
He doesn't know. You know what? It's too damn confusing. There are too many teams. But we have our brackets, and I stand by. So, basically, every one of our teams from the Final Four that we picked to go to the national championship was eliminated.
Well, you guys picked Wisconsin to win it all.
That's right.
The dog and the baby picked Wisconsin.
Yeah, the dog and the baby did. And was Wisconsin supposed to beat Arizona? That was supposed to be the final?
That's right. And,
okay.
Omer, you said you were going to put money on Wisconsin just like the stock, man.
I didn't, though.
Hey, I
didn't.
Ha, ha, ha.
I didn't. Ha, 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 ha.
Good for you.
All right, good for me.
Put money on George Mason, though. George Mason.
Yeah.
Sure.
Hello,
Powerhouse, George Mason.
All right, Rob's going to try to decipher.
I found Utah State. I put an X by them.
All right, we eliminated Utah State.
They were in the East.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. This is Unscreened. Hi, Unscreened. How are you?
Hello.
Speaky Ingy. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Me again?
Hello. Is this Bradley?
Yes.
Yes, Bradley.
Yes, I have a question for, not a question, a comment for Buzz.
All right. Yeah, Bradley, it says here you're from Amana, Iowa.
Right, Amana.
Is that where they make the range and stuff?
Actually, yes, it is.
Really? Cool. The appliances?
Yeah, you learn something every day on this show.
The big appliance store started in the Amanas by some guy who made refrigerators for World War II.
Very exciting.
Yes. Buzz.
Yes, sir.
Look, I'm jumping for joy. It's so exciting to live in the Amana,
Iowa. Saturday night in Amana, Iowa.
Wow. Rock and roll, baby.
Well, you got to get Dennis Murphy out there in Amana.
Yeah, he can.
He had Dennis Murphy out here.
Yeah, he did.
Lucky you.
Yeah. All right. Was it specifically Amana, Iowa, though?
Well, no, it was Iowa City.
Yeah, Iowa neighborhood. City. That's right.
Yeah.
Amana is a bedroom community of Iowa City, right?
No, actually,
I think
a lot of people come live in Iowa City and work in the Amanas.
I was guessing.
Sure.
I was just guessing, but it's a beautiful state.
Oh, yes, beautiful state.
Not a lot of kidney stones out in Amana, Iowa.
No, just noted for their sense of humor.
Fantastic. Well, what can we do for you, Bradley?
Okay, well, my cousin is a teacher.
Of course he is.
And he was down for Thanksgiving, and he was all concerned because he had just gotten over the sickness that he said was the hoof and mouth disease. And he had picked it up from one of his students.
Yeah, no, people don't get that disease.
No, there
now, what is
variation.
The difference between hoof and mouth and
no difference.
Foot and mouth?
No difference. They're the same thing.
But there is a difference, Buzz. I mean, an animal would have a hoof and a human being would have a foot.
I think there is a variation on hoof and mouth that people can get. It's not identical, but it's like a similar strain.
Right. Wait a minute. But pigs...
He said that's what it was because he kept calling it foot and mouth disease.
Right.
And I'm like, what is that? When you go around and say the wrong thing at the wrong time?
Pigs have feet, though, right? Horses have
no. They have hooves.
No, horses have hooves.
They have cloven hooves.
But don't you? Why do you go to the store and ask for pig's feet?
Which
we enjoy in the O'Mara household every night.
Don't you have the big jar on your counter?
We have the big jar. We put it on the range, and we serve it over a big plate of San Giorgio pasta.
when we're dining with the Adlers. It's a wonderful time. We have a fantastic time. But you refer to pigs, the things on the end of pigs' legs, as feet.
We do, ignorantly, yes.
I thought they were called trotters.
Trotters.
In the book Animal Farm by George Orwell, they call them trotters.
And now Rob's brain is starting to come out of over his right ear.
I apologize.
I'm noticing some swelling. Did your brother or cousin Bradley, did they die of this or what?
Oh, no, my cousin, he didn't die of it. He just got really sick. The doctor said it was hoof and, he goes foot and mouth, hoof and mouth, and he goes, it's just from when the kids don't wash their hands after going to the restroom.
And let's be honest, Bradley, really, who washes their hands in Amana, Iowa, right?
Well, no, he's not from Amana. He's up in the Twin Cities.
Oh, my God, the Twin Cities. What are the Twin Cities? Minneapolis, St. Paul?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness, I've heard about them. The kids never wash up there.
Hand to mouth, horrible.
Exactly.
To anus.
They get a lot of strep anus up there.
Yes, they do.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeast infections in their eye.
Hello. Hello, is this Mike from Olney?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing, Mike from Olney?
Hey, is that where they started making Olney appliances?
Olney, yeah, fantastic. Bedroom community. How you doing, Mike?
Pretty good.
What can we do for you?
Now that you've marked up your sheet and taken Utah State off there...
You better believe I've marked up my sheet today.
I marked
my sheet about half an hour ago, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, you did. You can't run out of here in a terrific...
Well, I'm totally confused, Mike.
Well, wherever that guy was from, I don't know, maybe Greenville, South Carolina, but he was wrong.
Oh, so Utah State won.
Utah State won.
No, he said that. Well, no, the other guy, Charlie Broyhill, told me that Utah State beat Ohio State.
Okay.
And Ohio State next to George... My wife went to George Mason. A good friend of mine played football for Ohio State, so I was rooting for both of those teams, and they're eliminated, so I...
How's VCU doing?
Virginia Commonwealth University. So is that your update, Mike?
No, it's not. You might as well save yourself some time and just, mark them all off.
What do you mean? What's the...
Hey, that's a defeatist attitude.
What's your problem, Mike?
What kind of feet do you have?
I think we're doing very good. You're not experiencing the hoof and mouth disease, are you?
No, I got rid of that yesterday.
There you go.
Look at your trotter.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I wanted to tell Mike about the hand, foot, and mouth disease.
Well, you're speaking
to
him.
The guy was off, the last guy was off.
You're speaking to me now.
This is new, because now this guy says hand, foot, and mouth. It's
spreading. Yeah, the stuff that humans get is called hand, foot, and mouth disease, and it's caused by a virus.
Okay.
It's caused by not washing your hands right. And this hoof and mouth disease is something that only animals get.
But if you have cloven hooves,
I think you're okay.
I want to find out, though. I mean, what is the... It actually will destroy the animals? It will make them die? Or will they just, have their skin rot off? I mean, what does it do? What does it really do?
It'll kill the animals. I mean, it causes, that all the cells that sort of come off, fevers and everything else. And, I guess if you cook it good enough, you can eat it. But I don't know if I'd eat a steak like that,
Oh, I agree with you. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello. Speak to us. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, can I speak with Mike?
Hold on a second.
Mike!
Yeah, I'm right here.
Go ahead, ma'am.
Hello.
Ma'am, I've got a really good suggestion for you. Could you turn down your radio?
Turn it down all the way.
All the way down so you can't hear it.
Maybe even turn it off.
And all you can hear is the phone.
Throw it out the window.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, I'm here. What can I do for you?
Hello.
Rob, now dial it down on the listeners a little bit. Rob is the listener's friend, and this is a golden opportunity for him to release some of that steam that's pent up for years and years, even back in the days of Virginia Commonwealth University when he was wandering through the cafeteria hoping that the women would notice him.
Screaming. I'll just do what I always do. I'll provide joy.
In your head, screaming. The agony that was you in your junior year. Hello, ma'am. Yes, what can we do for you?
Yes, can you say happy birthday to my father, please?
Call him and say happy birthday?
Well, no. He's on the road, hopefully, listening.
So he's listening right now?
Yeah.
What is your father's name?
Mike.
Mike, and how old is your father today?
53.
Can you turn your radio down?
No, we can't do that.
Again?
It's down.
It's down now? Okay,
yes.
His name is Mike, and he's 53?
Yes.
And he's listening right now?
Yes.
And you want us to say happy birthday to him?
Please.
No. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Tough break, Mike.
Mike.
Yes.
Hey, I don't know if anybody mentioned this, but when Don called in earlier, he had his radio up in the background. He didn't tell him to turn it down.
I didn't hear that.
I don't think he did. I think he had his television on.
It would have been his television, sir. If he's home, that television is turned up pretty loud.
I beg to differ. He couldn't get up anyway because he couldn't walk or move.
Yeah, but I don't think he had the radio turned up that loud.
I think it was you, sir.
But, you know, that's a pretty good argument, though, about the fact that he couldn't get up. But I'd lay odds if we went back and listened to the tape that it was the TV.
Yeah.
I'll shave my head.
Because I'll tell you, the last thing he's going to do is listen to us on, you know, when he's home.
Well, I tell you what, you go shave your head and we'll take care of this end.
And you know something, sir?
Yeah.
What is your name?
My name is Marty.
Marty, let me ask you something, Marty.
Marty.
And this is a serious point, Marty. We're talking about a guy that called in just a few hours ago, and a guy that can't even walk.
That's right.
And he's waiting to walk, but he doesn't know when he's going to be able to walk again. I mean, if you really want to be literal, he really doesn't know when he's going to be able to walk again. And you call to bust his balls about the fact that he had his radio turned up? What kind of person are you, Marty? What kind of human being are you, Marty?
I'm a ball-busting type. That's why I'm calling in.
You have no soul, Marty. You're a soulless monster.
A soulless monster, Marty.
Hey, you know, let me ask you a question real quick since I got you on the line.
I don't know if we should answer a question from you, Marty.
Marty,
you've been very cruel. What do you want, Marty?
Aren't you ashamed, Marty?
Did you guys happen to see the Vince McMahon interview with Bob Costas?
No. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Good answer.
Hello?
Hello?
Is this Kevin?
Yeah.
Kevin from Sacramento?
Yeah.
How are you, Kevin?
I'm calling about that guy that called up and said his friend got foot and mouth disease.
And foot and mouth disease.
Rob?
Yes, I'm just trying to... We have several diseases on the table.
Rob, there was a tone there. You know there was a tone there. There was a little tone.
I'm sorry, may I restate it?
Absolutely.
Hand, foot, and mouth disease.
Sir. A friend.
Friend.
Hand, foot, and mouth disease, friend.
My Western friend.
You know what? Let's have Rob just take... Rob, you take this call. I want you to do something for me, Rob. Because this is a good exercise for you, okay?
Okay.
No matter what this guy says.
Right.
Because he can... You know, let's be honest. He could say anything, Rob, and you would still hate. I want you to be as kind and as nice and as warm. Rob, hold on, sir. Are you with me? Kevin?
Yeah.
Kevin, can you hold on me just because we're going to take this call from the very beginning. Rob, I want you to get some nice music to maybe relax.
Okay, one moment.
All right, and Rob's going to take this call. Buzz and I will just kind of lay back, and we're gonna try an exercise with Rob, who's getting a little hostile with the listeners.
Good practice for him.
All right, here we go.
All right.
Let's go to Kevin in Sacramento with Rob Spiewak.
Hi, Kevin. How are you?
Hey, pretty good. How about you?
Very well, thank you. What can I do for you?
Yeah, I'm calling about that guy that called up and said his friend got hoof and mouth disease.
Provide joy, Rob.
I think what he said was hoof, hand, foot, and mouth disease. Is that right? Is that what you heard, or are you referring to another call?
Well, I don't, whatever he said, but...
Yes, well, what can I do for you?
Humans can't get the foot and mouth disease or hoof and mouth disease, whatever you want to call it.
Right.
Hey, we mentioned that a few minutes ago. What the hell's going on?
Thing is, though, the one that can get, humans can get mad cow disease, though.
Right.
Oh, that's so true. Thank you, Kevin.
Are you done with Kevin?
No, not yet.
Okay, very good.
Kevin, did you have anything else to say?
No, he didn't. Hello, Donna Mike Show. I am done with that experiment. Hello, is this Lynn?
Yeah, sure is. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Lynn. How you doing today?
Just fine. How are you?
We're doing peachy. Rob's learning how to be a friend.
Hi, Rob.
Hey, buddy.
Rob is learning how to be kind to the listeners.
I like it. I like the people. They're our bosses, really.
It says here that Lynn, your daughter, had hoof and mouth disease.
Well, yes, she did. Actually, there is a human version. Mike, and I know you've got children. You may have the book called What to Expect the Toddler Years.
Yeah, we have that book.
If you look it up, it tells you there is a foot and mouth disease. The kids get blisters in their mouth and rashes on the bottom of their feet.
Your kids, maybe. My kids, no.
So we're both right.
Pardon?
So we're both right. Isn't that great?
Rob's being nice. Hey, Lynn?
Yes.
Has Rob been pleasant to you during this phone conversation?
Rob has been very, very pleasant.
I love when Lynn calls.
All right, well, I will check all my children for blisters, okay?
In their mouth.
Okay, Lynn?
Okay.
Hey, is there anything else? You sounded like you wanted to say something else.
No, not at all.
You say goodbye to Rob, Lynn?
Goodbye, Rob.
Lynn, I fare thee well.
Very nice, Rob.
Thank you.
Shut up, Rob. Hello, here we are. Yes, Charles Broyle is just, you know, we all become closer, don't we, when I'm doing this. You're all so very helpful and supportive. I can't tell you how much I appreciate it.
Good fun, good friends.
But Charles Broyle has just brought in the brackets, and he indicates with his red X's that, now why did...
You still can't read it.
Why? Well, wait. Excuse me. Oh, these... All right. Ohio State has been eliminated.
Right.
Hofstra has been eliminated.
Right.
Georgia has been eliminated.
Georgia Tech.
Georgia Tech has been eliminated.
Two different schools.
The Wisconsin Badgers have been eliminated, and that would be it.
So far.
And your breath is just dreamy today.
Hey, God. Charlie, I got Altoids in the CD box. Take all you want.
All right. Well, we're going to take a little break, and then Colin from the sales department. Are the lovely ladies here for the fabulous Rob Spiewak sex show?
One of them is.
One of them is. But, what's going on?
Well.
Hey.
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 You know, I tried to schedule her late on purpose, and she effed me again.
So she's not here?
Not yet.
Is she planning on attending?
Yes.
All right. So should we wait for the other girl to get... It's got to be at least a two-girl show, right?
Right.
All right. So we will wait, and Colin will wait. And
we'll all wait. While we're waiting, I think Buzz has something he'd like you to see on his monitor.
Yes, Buzz.
Oh, yeah. You'll have to swing around and take a look at this, Mike.
This is a good picture.
This is a picture of hand, foot, and mouth disease that people get.
Oh, my God.
Totally different from the hoof and mouth or foot and mouth disease that you're hearing about in the news.
Oh, my God.
Totally different.
We are all going to die.
Now, that's caused by a virus?
That's a virus.
So it can't hurt to wash your hands then.
As often as possible.
Okay, now, ladies and gentlemen, listen to me right now. 1-877-365-3636. That's the number to call. We'll take more of your phone calls, or we will dive right into the sex show. That depends on whether the dancer is here yet. All that coming up, and perhaps later on in the broadcast, another wrestler, because that is the wrestling network that we're running right now. Randy Macho Man Savage will be here. We will be right this after that.
Number one, Arbitron Lincoln, the Don and Mike Show.
What happened with your wife last night?
I wasn't with my wife. I was with my girlfriend.
Are you having marriage problems?
No.
Then why do you have a girlfriend?
Well, you're self-moralizing with me now.
No. I'm just curious. Why do you have a girlfriend?
I do things with her I can't do with my wife.
Why can't you do them with your wife?
Hey, that's the mouth she kisses my kids goodnight with. What, are you crazy?
Clown porn aficionados, Don and Mike.
We are back, and we've got a big sex show coming up for Rob's 30th birthday.
It's in the wing.
We are moments away from that, and before we do anything, it's extremely important that I take this call because there's a very important question. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hello, can I help you?
Yeah, just heard him talking about the hand, foot, and mouth disease thing.
Right.
And, actually, in human beings, that's the Coxsackie virus. I don't know if they had...
What kind of virus?
Coxsackie. It sounds more like VD, but it's...
Coxsackie?
Yeah, from the E. coli.
Is it really called Coxsackie?
It is called the Coxsackie virus, the hand, foot, and mouth disease that people get.
But didn't you have a question before that, sir? You had a question that you wanted answered.
No, that was just it. I didn't know if they had come across.
Come on now, sir. As a matter of fact, just help me out here. Recreate that question. What was the question you had before?
Oh, just wondering if I had the right number.
No, you asked specifically if the show was live or on tape.
Yeah, I didn't know if it was a tape thing, and I've been listening, but I didn't hear that bit of information.
And you disappointed me, because I was going to do this whole thing about the best of Rob and Mike.
He had an opportunity to provide joy.
And what did he do? Of course, because he wanted to talk about the Coxsackie thing.
Is it really
called the Coxsackie virus?
That's
thing?
What that's called, and yes, it's a fecal matter that gets in the hands and mouth of other people that causes that virus to spread. And it's not the same thing as the cattle gas.
Man, I tell you, you'd stay away from your Duke if, at all costs, because they all come from that.
Yeah, it seems that way.
It's all that. Let's get through these calls, and then we're going to bring in the girls and Colin. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Mike, I got a big question for you.
Fire away.
I noticed you're talking about this two-girl sex show, and I'm sure there's some toys and stuff like that in there.
Yes, sir.
And when you're talking about basketball, Rob said he had a red accent. I was wondering if they're related.
You know, sir, we'll check when they get in here. I think we might have that answer for you. I would advise you to stay close by the radio, okay?
You're going to look at Rob's red exit?
We'll check Rob's red exit, and we will also check everything else for you on the Don and Mike Show.
He's got to hurry off to his meeting of people that overthink things.
Maybe that's why, Rob, you get so tense sometimes with the listeners. It's the red exit.
No.
How is your exit, just out of curiosity?
Very fine, thank you.
Really?
But what I said was put a red X by it.
Oh, that's what it is.
We're going to have to red X. It.
I understand. Hi, this is Lori from Westminster, Maryland. Hi, Lori.
Hi.
What can we do for you, Lori?
Well, I was going to tell you what the name of the virus was.
Would it be called Coxsackie?
Yeah, Coxsackie.
Coxsackie. Isn't that the anchor woman that's on Channel 9 also?
No, that's Gervier Dinza.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And she doesn't cause blisters.
Have you ever had Coxsackie, Lori?
No, but my girlfriend's son did.
I bet you're jealous. Okay. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, my love. How are you?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
Well, I just want to tell you that no human being can catch hook and mouth.
Right. I said that.
Because...
You know, we covered that a long time ago.
I know, dear, but the reason why...
I know, dear, but we covered it a while ago.
Hey, hey!
Hey, I'm sorry. Rob, I am so sorry. Linda? Linda, I was short with you, and Rob, Rob's trying to,
provide a little joy for Linda.
The reason why they die is because they get blisters in their mouth, and they cannot eat.
Really?
Yes, dear.
All right, and how many pills are you down to now, Linda?
Oh, God.
Oh, stop. Okay.
You. All right. Goodbye, joke. Linda.
Bye, honey.
Bye, sweetie. The reason they die is because they get blisters in their mouths.
Ricky.
All right, bring in Colin and bring in the ladies.
Ah, the ladies.
It's time for a good old-fashioned sex show for Rob's birthday. And happy birthday, Rob.
Well, thank you very much.
Yes, Rob. There we go.
Sex music?
Yeah, that's good sex music. Now, where is young Colin? He's the first one I want to...
I just saw him go by.
Hey, Colin, get your ass in here. Where did Colin go?
Colin is on the phone, and the girls are still changing.
All right, well, I'm sorry. I mean, I wasn't supposed to bring them in now?
Well, no, I was going to come tell you when they were ready.
I'm sorry I didn't pay attention to every word you say, Charlie.
I'm used to that.
I can't help that.
I know.
All right, well, let's bring Colin in there and tell the girls to keep changing. A little faster, maybe, okay? Thank you.
I will.
Thanks for all your help.
Anything else?
Oh, no, not at all. Great. You can be excused.
Share the love.
Hi, Colin.
Hey, look who it is.
Have a seat. Pull up the microphone.
Machine.
How you doing? This is young Colin.
And Colin, how old are you?
21.
And when did you turn 21?
Last April.
Now, Colin, you were involved in the show a brief while back, and you had a bit of an embarrassing moment on the show. You care to recap that for our listeners? We'd appreciate it. As a matter of fact, you don't get the girl's show if you don't recap right now.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Basically, got myself nailed to the cross because I was trying to
meet
her friend, Lisa, and...
You were trying to... you were stalking Lisa, let's be honest.
Stalking.
Lisa was actually, when we would be on vacation, Lisa would be running the board.
She was in here.
And whenever we would not be on the... When we wouldn't be on the property... Colin, when we wouldn't be on the property, you would be basically stalking Lisa. You would be hanging out, you would be staring at her, and you wouldn't be allowing her to do her work. Would that be accurate, Colin?
No.
All right, would you like to defend yourself?
You want to look at it that way? You know, fine.
And you know what? That's not even the embarrassing moment I was thinking of.
Rob's got another one for you, Colin. Do you remember this? Colin, this is your life.
Remember when you asked the contestant out on the show and you went to Don and you said, hey, I'm going out with her, and then you didn't go out with her?
You never went out with her, did you?
Actually, I went out on a couple...
Oh, you did?
Well, then it's not... I guess then I'm the one who's embarrassed.
Colin, I did. What was that woman's name?
Laura.
Laura.
Yeah.
And you went out on a date with her? A
couple times. Yeah, you could call it a date. I mean, it turned out that we just... we're a better match for just good friends as opposed to...
She didn't want to have sex with you? She had no interest in seeing your penis? Is that what it was?
I didn't ask her directly. I should ask her that.
You should.
Ask her that.
Why, you're a sales guy. You should be correct.
What causes a 21-year-old male to say, we decided it would be just friends as opposed to... And that was that first one?
I know.
Rob, go ahead.
I know. She said it first.
Did she say it first, Colin?
It never was actually said, but she definitely... I mean, I wasn't the one saying I wanted to just be friends.
Did we meet her? I forgot. Did we meet her? Laura, did we ever see her?
She was in for one of the contests. I can't remember which one it was.
She's on the website, as a matter of fact. You know, Colin does one of the things a lot of sales guys do when they come in here.
What's that?
They will actually speak for the entire time they're in here, and they'll just go like that. Like, say something, Rob.
Well, I just wanted to ask you a question. So it's like ambient noise.
Yeah, there will not be any waiting. No waiting when Colin...
So here's a question for Colin. We want to just get a few things out of the way, and Colin... ambient noise.
I'm sorry, we're busting your chops there, Colin.
But we're going to make it up to you.
Now, have you had any visions of what this show is going to be, Colin? Are you excited about it? Looking forward to it?
Yeah, I've been listening to the show for years, so of course I've definitely heard about the show with Buzz.
Yes, it's a position of honor,
That is very...
Buzz, what's the advice...
I can only fix her.
What advice would you have for young Colin before he receives the birthday nudes?
If you find yourself in an embarrassing situation, don't fight it. Just lay back and enjoy.
Now, I want you to listen to that.
Advice.
That is sage advice right there from Mr. Buzz Burbank. And without further ado, Colin, let's bring in the ladies.
If any luck, there'll be a really embarrassing situation.
Hi there. Hi. What's your name?
My name's Zoe.
Zoe, you've never been here before.
No, I haven't.
This is your first trip to the Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I think I remember Zoe.
Yes. Hi, Zoe. And who's your friend here?
I'm Angel.
Angel, and you have a pierced tongue. Oh, fantastic.
That's for me.
Have you guys... Oh, is it really? Have you met Colin here?
Hi, Colin.
Well,
hi, Colin.
Zoe and Angel.
Wow.
I have to tell you that Colin is going to be the recipient of your show today, you see?
Really?
That's the man, because Rob over here and myself, I don't know about Charlie. Well, of course, Charlie's able to touch, but we're not able to touch.
No.
We can't. We're really out
of
this.
We just can't talk about it.
Zoe?
No, no.
Your first time here? No, we don't touch. Absolutely not. And without further ado, now, do they have special music for this besides just our sex music, Charlie? Is there anything that you girls would like? Something with a nice beat to it, perhaps?
Anything.
Anything?
Well, right,
where would you like Tom? Is that a little Playboy bunny you have over your bikini bottom?
Be
oh, look at that.
That's lovely.
That is nice.
Well, ladies, Colin is in your hands, and let's get the microphones in place.
Collarbone.
You've got what? What? What's that about your collarbone?
Broke it. You should see it.
Oh, that's right. I heard you had an accident.
Yeah.
It was just too much J&O.
I thought it was at Little League.
It was Little League. 21-year-old Colin, and let's get something a little more...
Yeah, we're getting it right now. You know, I think we should remind Colin that one of his jobs, at times, he'll be called on to describe what's being done to him.
Yes, Colin.
But in an artful way. Be very careful.
You have to be artistic. I know, mystery guest. I know we're not supposed to mention your name. But I just want to say that, you know, mystery person, we're all very disappointed.
Yes.
Okay, that's all I'm going to say. Myself in particular, extraordinarily disappointed. Certain people have risen above the performing element of things.
They're all producers. Right.
Fantastic.
Shall we begin?
All right. Colin, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, hit the music, Flint. All right. And remember, it's a family show, Colin, so when you're describing things, don't be...
Angel has long brown hair with kind of a vinyl bikini.
And you're the man, Buzz.
Zoe has long blonde hair with a silver lamé bikini on.
I believe a bikini bottom has hit the floor already, Buzz.
Fallen right off.
Yes. Happy birthday, Rob.
Thank you.
The best birthday ever.
You're only 30 once, you know.
Charlie Broyle being very diligent, getting another extra microphone into the studio right now.
To provide all the coverage necessary.
He works very hard when this type of show is going on.
And speaking of coverage.
Yes, coverage, absolutely. Now, what's happening now, Buzz?
Well, Angel and Zoe, first of all, appear to be very, very good friends.
Yes.
And Zoe has now taken a seat on Colin's lap.
Yeah. Colin, what's that on your head? Yell for me.
It's actually a garment.
Now, I believe Angel has the landing strip. Is that right? Is that true? Yes, that is. That is, really? Or is yes?
The password.
Yes, a very small landing strip. Fascinating.
You couldn't land.
Hey, Buzz, you want to come on over here and grab a microphone so you get a better look?
Do I?
Well, you know, he was diving in there. You know, Buzz is kind of a veteran when it comes to this kind of stuff.
And they put another bikini bottom on Colin's head.
Colin, how are you finding the show so far?
Very, very entertaining.
Very entertaining. And Angel and Zoe, how are you finding Colin?
Very cute.
Very cute.
Wow.
Isn't that adorable?
She must have left her dog outside.
Absolutely. Now, someone is grabbing young Colin's tie. I believe that's Angel grabbing the tie.
That's not a tie.
Charlie Broyhill manipulating the microphone. Charlie, get that microphone as close as you possibly can, please. How you doing, Colin? What's that? Louder, Colin. We can't hear you. It's radio. It's one of the things you have to react loudly. Buzz?
The girls have no pants.
What's going on here?
Now I believe Zoe is removing her top.
Oh, actually, Colin is removing
her. Oh, Colin is.
She's getting some help.
Hey, Zoe, are they real? They're real. I couldn't hear what she said.
It doesn't matter, Mike.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
They look real.
They do look real.
They do.
Colin, do you think they're real?
Definitely.
Well, there's only one way to really tell.
That's right.
That's right. There's Colin. Colin now is wearing the dancer's under things.
Wow, he's
the bikinis.
Wearing...
Right. Colin is wearing all the bikinis.
On his head, around his neck.
Fantastic.
He's wearing the bikini top as if he's really wearing a bikini top.
Where's the choreographer?
June Taylor?
Hi. How you doing?
Oh, she's waving back.
I ain't saying nothing.
No.
Fantastic. The director is here, though. I think they're doing a documentary because we have a director in the studio. All right.
Colin, how's it going over there?
Documentary.
Oh, and I see Zoe also has the landing strip. The little landing strip.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Zoe and Angel taking very vigorous direction from their choreographer here.
There's an application of some fluid over there, it looks like.
What are we putting on Colin here? Is there fluid?
Or did Colin provide the fluid?
Oh, I see. Oh, a friend has come out, Rob.
Oh, look at that.
A friend has come out, a little orange friend. Colin?
Yes.
How does that compare to you?
No comparison.
No comparison, yes. It is. It's rather large, isn't it?
So to speak.
Absolutely. Yes. Hey. Fantastic. Zoe and Angel seem to really enjoy their work.
Yes, you do.
Hey, we need another hot jamming tune, Rob.
Coming up.
All right, good. Mix match for Robbie. Yeah. How you doing, Colin?
Good. Still doing good.
Buzz, we need a little more description going here.
Well, I think both Angel and Zoe are a demonstration or proof of the importance of physical education in school.
Yes, I am inclined to agree with you.
Kids, get your exercise.
Now there seems to be some preparation work being done.
Not only the importance of physical education, but also the importance of plastics in the modern world.
Not unlike what Don may have gone through earlier today.
Well, that sort of ruins it, doesn't it?
Sorry about that.
Thanks, Mike.
Well, it's kind of a similar activity.
Yeah, I suppose.
Charlie now taking pictures of the action.
How you doing, Zoe? Very good.
Yes, you are.
Fantastic. Absolutely. And Colin, how are you doing? Hey, Charlie Broyhill, since we can't mention a few things today, could you ask the choreographer if there's anything that's going to be done specifically to Colin? And there was a thumbs up there. That's so exciting. Very good.
From June.
Very wonderful. Now, it seems to be some... How would I say? Manipulation, Buzz? Would that be the word?
That's their...
manualist going on right now with the little friend.
Busy hands everywhere.
Trying to do this in such a way as to make sure we can describe everything that's going on.
As I said, Angel and Zoe seem to be very, very good friends, and... Now,
yes.
And there's some manual manipulation, some oral manipulation.
There's some tongue there.
So he's giving
a little tongue.
Giving Angel some guidance.
All right. Yes, the choreographer's come in here, a little whisper. Very exciting.
Instructions from the coach.
That's right. Shaking off the signals.
Now, is that instruction for an entertainment purpose or for just letting Zoe enjoy herself a little bit more? I'm always curious about that. Wonderful choreographer.
My turn. Oh, no, it didn't fit.
All right. Oh, no. What do they want to do to you, Colin?
Well, they just said it was my turn.
Colin's turn.
Wow.
That's right, Colin. Welcome. You know, that's your surprise today, Colin. Welcome to Oz. Welcome to Oz. Now, Angel wants to say something.
You see, now it's time for a little bit of a birthday spanking.
Spanking, and unfortunately, Rob can't receive that, so Colin will be the recipient of the birthday spanking.
Right, and remember, I'm 73.
All right, Colin. Now it's time for you to degrade yourself a little bit.
Oh, God.
Oh, they're unbuckling.
Oh, dear.
Uh-oh.
All right. Fantastic. Cameras at the ready.
That's right. This is the girl's favorite part of the show, I think.
Buzz, I can't see from my angle. What's going on now?
Well, I just have three words for members of the Beach Style Club about young Angel and young Zoe.
Oh, Colin.
The three words are.
And Colin is now in his boxer shorts.
But you know,
and Colin, let me tell you right now, those are not exactly brand new, are they?
You know what's funny?
Well, probably older than this show, you know?
Hey, Charlie. Did you let Colin know this today or yesterday that he was going to be the recipient?
It's been put off for a couple of days.
It's been put off for a couple of days. I guess Colin really didn't know that he was going to be showing us his. Hey, Rob, how old would you estimate that underwear is?
That's I'm 30, and that's not far behind. You know what's something funny about a guy in boxers but still a coat and tie?
Wow, that's incredible. Now it seems that they are
bikini top
preparing Colin. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh dear, a little butt rub here.
Red and white stripes.
Now, is that how you prepare? Oh, now now they removed Colin's belt, and I believe, now this is 30, Rob. You're 30 years old.
I am 30 years young.
Zoe, how are you finding Colin's belt there?
I think it's going to work rather well.
Oh, fantastic. All right.
I can't believe I'm standing.
Okay. Now we are ready for the... now, are you removing Colin's tie? Yes.
Yes.
All right. Is Colin going to keep his jacket on for this entire process there?
His jacket off.
He has to take his jacket off. Of course he does.
Now it looks like Casual Friday.
So if you just tune in, ladies and gentlemen, we have Colin, our youngest salesperson, 21 years old, here in the studio with Zoe and Angel, receiving a wonderful birthday nude show for Rob's 30th birthday.
Oh, okay,
Rob, pretty talented women.
Yes, could you fix that microphone, Mike?
Absolutely.
I think we get some good audio on this.
Colin's not whining about his sore shoulder.
Oh, Colin. No, I don't want to see your bad shoulder. Leave your shirt on.
And believe me, it's not your shoulder that you need to be worrying about right now.
He has two naked girls and he wants to show us his shoulder.
I know. It's disturbing, isn't it?
Yes.
One would wonder about one's sexuality if he was that concerned with that. All right, there's one.
Harder. Come on.
Two. Zoe, can you hold on a second? We're at number two. Is there a chance we could bring the choreographer into I won't mention any names, but there's a choreographer that really knows how to spank.
Yeah.
You know, and now the choreographer is going to come in here, and we're at number two. We're at number two, and I think we need the other 28, don't we?
Yeah. You know what? We best start from the beginning.
Yeah, I think we should start from the beginning. Are you ready, Colin?
Yeah.
Here we go. Birthday spankings with Colin's own belt.
Start over.
All right, here we go.
Start it.
From the top.
One.
Two.
Three.
On the butt.
Four.
Five.
There you go. Six. Right. Oh, that's good.
I got
one.
The back doesn't have as much flesh on it.
15.
Oh, crap. No, no. Hard, 17. Hard.
No, 18. Not hard.
19.
Oh, God.
20.
Oh,
17.
18.
Oh,
19.
No.
Oh, God.
21.
I want to know why you guys are enjoying this.
22.
Look away.
24.
Look away.
25. Oh, a little pinch to grow an inch. Where are we at? 25? Five more.
No, my butt's out of commission, man.
Five more.
And yeah,
that's 26. The word on the street anyway.
27? 28? 29? Last one. And one more for good measure. Absolutely.
Right. This is for my good luck.
Our wiriest recipient ever.
Thank you.
Wow.
Good job.
Wow, this is a good birthday.
Why don't you sit down there, Colin?
Yeah, lightly. Yeah. Nicely.
All right.
On a hard wooden chair.
That's terrific. All right, now.
My shoulder doesn't feel so bad.
Now we're waiting to see if there's one more element of the show. Is there anything else, or is that... We have one more thing to do?
I think there's one more thing.
One more thing that has to be done.
Oh, that'll be good.
Involving young Colin here.
Lay down.
How you doing, Colin?
Yeah.
How's your butt feel?
I think sitting.
Now, Zoe is asking Colin to lie down on the ground.
Definitely agree with that.
It's okay. Lay down with you.
Okay.
Wonderful. There seems to be that that lotion being brought out again. Oh, yes, I'll put the microphone down there, Rob.
Want to hear about this.
All right. All right, Colin, there. The microphone's there for you.
Might not be safe to ask him to uncross his leg.
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
This is fascinating right now. Rob, you ought to come over here. Pretty good angle over here.
Seriously.
Absolutely.
What, Colin?
It must be 4 or 5 inch heels.
And there seem to be some toys coming out, too. Absolutely.
It is my birthday. Maybe I'll walk over there for a moment.
Now, Colin is being fitted with a dildo.
Does this look familiar, Buzz?
Not from this angle, Colin.
I'll tell you. Buzz, it's kind of neat to have somebody else experiencing it, isn't it?
Yes, yes, it is.
All right, now, Colin's getting a special mask put on him right now.
Wow.
The latest password for the Beach Towel Club.
Where it goes.
Perky.
Right, huh?
Now, Charlie Broyhill, will all these be some of these photos of young Colin be on the internet for people to see? Yes, toexposed.com.
Yeah, you know, we really
should be.
Well, look at
I'll mention that a bunch of times. I will. There you go. Absolutely. I'll mention it a whole bunch of times.
For a price.
All right.
See,
now, Colin has the chin.
He looks a little like Jay Leno.
Okay, now there seems to be some preparation work being done once again. Very good. You want me to get that out of your way? That's my trash can. Sorry about that.
Zoe is straddling him, Colin.
Hey.
There's Colin. How you doing, Colin?
Meet you down, right?
How's it going, buddy?
No.
Do you want Colin to sing anything? Like maybe happy birthday to Rob?
I think so.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, I think
that's
a marvelous idea.
Wow. Colin, why don't you sing happy birthday to Rob, okay?
Happy birthday to you. All right, come on.
Don't get happy, Colin.
Happy birthday. Crazy blue. What a friend. Happy birthday to you. Come on.
Last verse.
Happy birthday to you.
Yeah.
I don't think Angel's taking this seriously.
Wow. All right.
That's very nice. That's such a lovely voice.
Lovely job.
Here you go, Colin.
All right, let's give them a nice round of applause.
Fine job,
Zoe.
TooExposed.com.
TooExposed.com. Fantastic website. Absolutely. I've forgotten all the promotional stuff for TooExposed.com. Is that basically it? The choreographer? Why don't you disguise your voice, choreographer?
Okay. Mike, you're making friends. Providing joy.
I am indeed. But you can see those pictures of Colin. Colin, and how did you find the experience today?
No.
Speak into the microphone. Colin's a little flustered.
Right? New and different. Well, it's the Percocet.
Ah, the Percocet. Yeah. Okay, you and your shoulder. Unbelievable. Yes.
But it was new and different. It's very...
New and different.
Anytime you guys need somebody to stand in...
All right, he liked it. All right, and Zoe and Angel, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yes, you're lovely.
Wonderful
ladies.
Debut show. Absolutely. Watch those boots there, Angel.
Those boots are made for walking.
And that's just what they'll do.
And all because you turned 30, Mr. Spiewak.
You know what? When is the next birthday? That's all I'm thinking about right now.
I'll tell you. Fantastic.
Are you next?
I think I... Well, who's not? Mine is June 22nd. Buzz, when is yours?
October 7th.
October 7th. Charlie Broyhill, when is yours?
He's coming up.
It's not too far off. Oh, that's good news.
Oh, please. You know what? You need to receive
I got you.
You got the one that... You were the first person on the internet, right?
Yes. My ass is still blue from that.
Absolutely.
All you need to do is get married, then you can have someone else receive it for you.
Now, Zoe, do you want to say something?
Get a picture.
What's that?
We want to sit on your lap and get a picture.
Oh, you know, that's the birthday boy. I think you should get a picture. No. I think you should get... Now, you know what? You know,
How about a picture with Charlie?
Hey, choreographer, you know, the last time those pictures were around, there's somebody didn't really like them too much. That's it. You know, so I mean, that's it. Well, I'll stand up, though. But sit on Rob's lap and get a picture taken.
No. You know what? Buzz is very famous and
Buzz
very
famous.
Photogenic.
Go over into Buzz's studio.
Yes, that might be
go,
nice.
Go over into Buzz's studio and have... now, they're getting direction. I'll tell you right now, Charlie, I'm about to mention who's in here.
I know you are.
It doesn't work that well with all this... All right, now there's Colin.
The photographer stuck her.
Very nice. Thank you very much. Thank you, lady. Go over and have a picture taken with Mr. Burbank.
Yes.
He's older, you know.
Very good.
Now, Colin,
he doesn't have much time left.
You can get out of here now, Colin. You've had your fun.
A band name idea.
A band name. I don't want a band name idea. I just want you to leave now. Thank you. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
You know what a good name for a band would be? Ancient Underwear.
I think you're Ancient Underwear.
Your coat's over here, Colin.
Go, Colin.
Or help
Rob, I know you run the board there, but we're going to need to show Colin out. I'd like you to show Colin out if you don't mind.
Or how about Mike and the glowing red asses?
Yeah, very good. Fantastic job. Okay, Colin. We need you to leave now.
Out and Z. Out and Z.
There he goes.
That was Colin. The next Matthew Perry.
Nice job. Percocet.
Yeah. Goodbye, Colin.
Oh, my.
And, you know, we set out to embarrass him, and all he did was complain about his shoulder. You know what?
Yeah.
I never liked him a lot.
No.
And that's reinforced my feeling.
Yeah, well, you didn't like him to start with.
No, I like everybody.
Yeah, I know you do.
I provide joy.
You don't have any hate. Well, that's it. Our fabulous two-girls show.
Yeah, very nice.
We want to thank the girls from TooExposed.com. You can see those pictures probably by tonight.
Right, and that's the number two, the letter X, POSED.
Yeah, you'll see those beautiful women and get to see what a little weasel Colin is. And we will be right back after this.
Number one, Arbitron Lincoln, the Don and Mike Show.
We are all busy running around, going through daily routines, getting caught up in the day.
But just stop for a minute. Think of all the loves in your life. Your friends, children, parents, boyfriend, girlfriend, and your one true love.
Imagine sending them a smile that will never go away. Imagine them reading your personal message of love or friendship, beautifully handwritten on a note card.
Maybe it's your parents' anniversary. Maybe it's your child who's away at school. Maybe it's your spouse whom you want to let know how much they are loved and appreciated by you.
Well, let them know with a monkey gram. 1-800-8585-101. Send one of our love monkeys.
Or better, send a love couple. The love couple is a pair of monkeys, your very special message of love, and a huge box of chocolate truffles. Ooh, imagine them biting into the finest, purest truffles.
Call 1-800-8585-101. Ask about same-day delivery. 1-800-8585-101.
Call Don and Mike anytime, toll free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Bob Crane enjoyed the Hollywood nightlife and soon found new ways to blend his Playboy lifestyle with his passion for cameras. The star began to videotape sexual encounters. As co-star Werner Klemperer recalls,
I don't know whether you'd call them pornographic, but they were erotic films of sex acts that he enjoyed filming.
Just like 4 solid hours of prostate manipulation. The Don and Mike Show.
Mike here with Rob and Buzz. Don has some kidney stones today. Yes. Like, he didn't need more trouble with his kidneys. He will be back tomorrow on the show. And on the show tomorrow, all your favorites. We'll have Charles Stossel, who I just happened to look on Don's desk today, and there happens to be a letter from Pat Morse.
Oh, good.
A FedEx letter for Mr. Charles Stossel. So we'll have some mail for Charlie. Also, a review of the movies. And we will have low-budget Jeopardy. All that happening on tomorrow's show. I do want to remind all the women that are listening right now that might be concerned about their bust line that on Monday we will be having Dr. Angela Harris here, who will be talking about her new product, New Bust.
New Bust.
And we will have 6 women, at least 6 right now, who will be starting the grand experiment,
mm-hmm.
3 months taking her product to see if they can increase their bust size. And Dr. Harris has said that they go up anywhere from 1 cup to 2 cups and a couple of inches and all that good stuff.
It's all herbal. How can you miss?
And you'll be taking the product, right, Rob?
I have been taking the product.
And how is it working for you?
Well, what do you think?
I think you look fantastic.
Thank you.
Especially with that tight shirt.
Yeah,
so,
I almost never leave the house.
That's happening on Monday. We wish Don a speedy recovery. He should be back tomorrow. So lots of fun coming up on the show. Let's take a few phone calls at 877-365-3636. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, nice show, guys, even though it seems somewhat abbreviated.
Yes, it always does when Don's not here, and we wish him a speedy recovery.
Absolutely.
Yeah, kidney stones, that's somewhat like having a baby sometimes.
That's what we've heard.
Hey, that breast enhancement stuff, is that some of Rob's hormones that they're using for that?
What are you talking about, sir?
The breast enhancement
Don't you see what he's doing?
Some of Rob A's...
he's making fun of me. Don't you see?
Just kidding. Hey, I'm...
Hold on, sir. Mike, he was just kidding.
Hey, Lee.
Hey.
Lee, hold on a second. Now, don't talk for a second because I want to tell you something.
Sure.
I'm trying an experiment with Rob here today, okay? I'm trying to do something with young Rob. Rob, who's just turned 30. He's 30 years old now.
Yeah. Yes.
And I'm trying to get him to be kinder to the listeners. Now, do you think you're helping my cause at all, Lee, when you do that?
Absolutely. Hey, you got to get roasted, right?
He's
30 years
old. Don't provoke me. You don't get it, Lee, and you're getting hung up on. I'm sorry, Rob. I was trying to protect you there.
Boys will be boys. I hope Lee calls back.
This is Allie. Allie like A-L-I, Allie, or Allie like A-L-L-Y, Allie, or Allie like A-L-L-I-E, Allie?
Mm.
No, A-L-I.
Of course it is.
Ali. I was hoping it was like Muhammad Ali.
Hello, Ali.
Hi, guys. How you doing? I love your show. I've been a listener a long, long time. That's the first time calling, though.
That's wonderful, Ali. How you doing today?
Great. Happy birthday, Rob.
Thank you, Ali.
Congratulations on the new baby, man. You're a father now.
Yeah, thank you very much. She's pretty fantastic, I tell you what.
That's right. And if it was a boy, Rob tells me they were going to name the baby Ollie.
Yes, we were.
I don't think so.
Ollie, where are you from?
Originally, I am a Palestinian from Jerusalem.
A Palestinian from Jerusalem. And,
I had the pleasure of knowing Rob, so that's why I know that he's too shy to get there and get the spankings himself.
You say you know Rob personally?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Tell us how do you know Rob, Ali?
I was his dry cleaner for a long time.
Oh, okay. Very good.
Rob, it's old home week. Rob Spiewak, this is your life.
You lived in Jerusalem? No. He had a place on Route 50, but Ollie is a great dry cleaner. He really is. It's just we moved out of the neighborhood, and now we don't use him anymore.
Ollie, since you actually handled Rob's laundry, do you mind if I ask you several questions?
No, go ahead.
Okay, Ollie, you did all of Rob's clothing, shirts, underwear, everything, pants?
Yes, sir, including the underwear. Sometimes he used to slip them in, though.
Oh, really? He used to slip them in? So you actually cleaned Rob's underwear. could we perhaps get a state of Rob's underwear analysis from you, Ollie?
Well, he keeps his laundry all mixed up, so the underwear look really clean. And
briefs or boxers, Ollie? Was he a brief man or a boxer man?
Boxer Man.
Boxer uh-huh. Man, and did you do a lot of that laundry during the summer months?
Yeah, I did everything. I even did Kay's wedding dress, too.
That's oh, very
wow.
true.
Wow, so he does.
And that
you.
Was hideously staged as well.
From the wedding.
It was one hell of a night.
From your evening of passion. Yes, sirree. Call this guy Ali DNA.
No, Ali, I think it speaks well of the entire Spiewak family that you served us for so many years and you have no hoof, foot, and mouth disease.
I'm curious as to why Ali is no longer your dry cleaner. Was there some falling out with the Spiewak family, Ali?
No. Simply geographically.
What?
I missed him, actually. Him and Kay and my wife have very something in common. They come from a small place in Iowa.
That's right.
You're aware of that.
That's
well.
Terrific. Ali, during your time of attending to Rob's
back to my underwear
garments, were there ever any occasions where you would unload Rob's bag of laundry with a stick?
No. Actually, his laundry used to come in and all from back of his car, so he used to just grab it and bring it out.
Yeah, so never any really dirty under things, never really. Were there any, you know, Ali, I guess I got to get right to it. Were there ever any severe traces of BM on Rob's underwear?
I didn't detect those.
Thank you, Ali.
Well, Ali, let me ask you another question while we've got you on the line, because I like to do this with anybody in any line of work, because everybody has a story, Rob. I say this all the time.
I love this. This is one of my favorite questions.
Everybody has a story. Ali, in your years, how long have you been a dry cleaner?
6 years.
6 years. In your 6 years of dry cleaning, what, in your opinion, Ali, is the grossest thing you have ever seen come into your laundry? Now, Ali, you know there's something. Tell us the truth. What is the most disgusting, horrendous thing you've ever had to clean?
Oh, that's a good question.
Yes, it is. It's a great question.
I think more or less it could be to either throw up from a dog on a comforter, or somebody that got sick over his own suit.
That sounds about average. And you never had any problems like that with the Spiewak laundry?
No, not at all.
Really?
No, the one time that I got sick on the comforter, I took it down to the stream and beat it with a rock myself. I wouldn't subject Ali to that.
That's fantastic. And Rob never brought in any things that where blood had to be washed out, did he?
No.
Okay.
I just want to say that Ali, my whites were never whiter.
Hey, Ali, you sound like a really nice guy.
Thank you, sir.
Rob, he is terrific.
Rob said you were a fantastic laundry guy.
The best.
Thank you.
You want to give your business a plug?
Yes, I am on Route 50 and next to Jiffy Loop.
Isn't it called Express?
Across from the smoker station.
It's called Express Cleaners, isn't it?
Express Cleaners.
That's
thank
right.
You,
okay, Ollie.
Very good.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, thank
bye-bye.
You guys.
Thank you. Jesus, sorry. Try to give a guy a plug. It's let the clothes be free from
hey,
me.
Hey.
I'm trying to help
here. Provide joy.
You know, he didn't tell the detailed story about the time Rob threw up on the comforter.
I threw up a dog.
He thought it was a dog.
No, I actually threw up a dog. There was a living dog in my stomach.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
We got your whites.
Hello, we are talking to
never
Mike from Southern Maryland. How you doing, Mike?
How you doing?
We're doing just fine. What can we do for you?
I want to know if Ali, I got some stuff for Ali. I got the smelliest poo.
Oh, do you really?
It's the smelliest.
What makes you think it's the smelliest poo?
Oh, people come around and it just stinks.
What do you mean people come around? What are you, are you in a carnival act or something? What, are you taking on the road? I mean, do you go to different strip malls and just sit out there? How do people come around?
Like, I get my friends to come over and they almost throw up. It's so they grind.
Well, I mean, do you leave it there or do you let it linger?
I let it linger for them.
Well, that's not a good thing to do, Mike.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah, what the hell is wrong with you?
It's just got the smelliest poo.
No. Have you ever heard of a courtesy flush?
No.
Of course you
obviously
have.
Not.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Yeah, right here. Don's out today.
Yeah, he's sick, huh?
He's got kidney stones.
Yeah. Did he drink a lot last night or something?
No.
Kidney stones.
No drink. I talked to him an hour before it hit him.
Hey, is Macho Man going to be on later?
He might. They're trying to. Here's what Charlie Broyhill tells me. We may have or we may not have Randy Macho Man Savage because they are trying to locate him in Cancun. Now, how ridiculous, how effing ridiculous is that? Macho Man Savage, like he's a tough guy to find, yeah, I mean, you know? And there's the big guy, like with the cowboy hat at the end of the beach with a gold chain.
Drinking out of the pineapple. Excuse me, Mr. Savage.
But we don't have him yet, and we may not have him, but they're trying to locate him, okay?
Well, can I give you a question to ask him?
You surely can.
Well, you know Miss Elizabeth, his former entourage?
She's the hot babe that he hung with, right?
Yeah, he used to bang her. He used to be married to her, right?
Yes, right.
Like, they got divorced. And then I heard that you were banging again. And then I heard Hulk Hogan banged her, and that's why he's not friends with Hulk Hogan anymore.
Okay, so I should ask him about all the banging, right?
Yeah, and then I also have Vince McMahon, because him and Vince McMahon don't get along anymore either.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, I think that we will continue to determine that watching wrestling makes your brain juices better. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, two things are certain.
Only
George Mason sucks, and I'm drunk and driving.
Well, that's not a good thing.
Don't drink and drive. That's crazy.
So is George Mason...
I'm just kidding, but George Mason sucks. Go Terrapins.
Is George Mason out of it?
My name's not Joe either.
All right, he's drunk. Is George Mason out of it?
Yes, they are.
And were they recently out of it or earlier out? You know, I don't want to get involved in that. If I look at that bracket, Rob's going to play that music.
I know.
All the games were this afternoon.
It's going to get very confusing. Okay. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Good afternoon, Paulie. Hey, Mike, since Don's not there, I want to ask you about the Cavs. What do you think they're going to do with Trevor Linden now?
I think I would hope, you can't count on what I say, though, sir, because I love the Cavs. I really do. I follow the Cavs still, but not as rapidly as I used to. But I think the Trevor Linden deal is a great deal. I think they're going to do real well. That's the kind of guy that you need in the playoffs, a guy that is basically, you know, one shot short of a criminal. He's a big guy. He's a tough guy. I like those Goonie kind of guys.
Exactly.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
And try the garlic fries.
The garlic fries. Yeah, go to the MCI Center and eat the garlic fries, and then you will stink up an entire section. Section 121 will be filled with the smell of stinky garlic. Hello, what can we do for you?
Hey, Mike.
Hey.
How are we doing, buddy?
We're doing fine, buddy.
Oh, man. Hey, I just got back from the urologist. I had to drop off a stone.
Did you really, or are you just joking?
No, I passed one this morning.
So you actually... Wait, are you the guy that called before?
No, this is the first time caller, actually.
Wasn't that the sound of a stone?
No.
Have you been doing that every time?
Alter the show.
No. I just my first time calling.
Buzz Burbank.
I just did get back from the doctor just now.
You know, Don goes out for one.
Did you realize that?
No, and Buzz turns into a practical joker. All right, play the
Mr. Foley.
Play the peeing sound effect.
Okay, one.
All right. Or the sound effect of water dripping.
Uh-huh. Right.
Well, how are you feeling today, sir?
Much better now. I was out with my mother. I took her out for her birthday last night, and my back started hurting. And she said, maybe it's just the pulled muscle. I said, no, it's the stones are coming back.
Really? Is this Principal Skinner?
Oh, not this time.
Okay. Thank you, sir. So that's it. Okay, so it was something like... There we go.
Much better.
Very good, Buzz.
What a machine.
With a simple pen and a soda can.
Mm-hmm.
It's like when Buzz was a boy in the golden age of radio.
That's right. When we used to make those horses' hooves clap with the coconut shells.
Buzz on NBC Blue.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, guys.
Hello there.
I got a question for Rob.
Yes.
If he sent his hood out to Ali all the time or if he did it himself.
You see, sir, that was the joke I made earlier, but I'll now simplify it.
Rob, no. There was a little tone there. Quiet, sir. Rob's trying to be nice to you.
I do. He's a heck of a dry cleaner.
Want me to hang up on him, Rob?
If you like.
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, I'm calling to beg and grovel, actually.
Really?
Yeah. My husband just called and told me about your guys' little breast experiment.
Uh-huh.
You have room for another girl?
Yes, we do.
All right.
We could probably squeeze in one more.
Please. I'm begging for augmentation.
Well, you know,
I said that if I still wanted to do it next year, that I could. But if there's a different way to do it, then I'm off.
What's your name?
My name's Marnie.
Marnie, you know what? Normally, what we've been telling all the women that want to participate in the new bust experiment, that's the name of the product that you're going to be taking,
mm-hmm.
we are urging them to come down here ASAP. They have to come down to the studio and have their breasts measured, and we have to look at your breasts to see if you qualify.
Okay, that's fine. I'll just pretend you're all doctors.
Yes,
we
are.
A great idea. And you know something? Technically, we really are.
That's right. Where are you calling from, Marnie?
Virginia. Right now we're in Reston, but we're getting ready to move next week.
Well, Marnie, I mean, you should come over here.
Where are you moving?
To Reston.
Man, I don't care where she's moving, Buzz. I want to get her in the studio.
Well, yeah, I'm all for coming. Whenever...
Right now.
Well, I can't come right this second.
Well, Marnie,
but
I mean,
I make plans to come tomorrow. I have a child, and I do have to arrange,
All right, well, Marnie, time is a-wasting because we're actually going to stop this tomorrow because Monday, the doctor, Angela Harris, is going to be here, and she will be checking out everybody's busts, and she will also be describing her product, what it does. All the questions will be answered. We'll find out exactly what you need to do and what you can expect.
Marnie, the celebrity you most resemble, Marnie.
The celebrity I most resemble?
You know, you're over there. You're over Rip Van Winkle over there for most of the show, and all of a sudden, Buzz Burbank perking up for old Marnie.
All of a sudden, he had a vested interest.
Oh, Marnie, cool.
I have a unique look, but I'm hottie, but, I'm a mom hottie.
Okay.
Well, put Marnie on hold so they can speak to her, I believe.
All right, hold on a second, okay, Marnie?
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
All right.
Always room for two more.
That is Marnie on line number five.
Another member of the A-team.
Go to line number six. And, well, we got a break pretty soon, and we're going to have another chance for you to win on the Secret Sound Contest. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, I heard Rob A wanted me to call back.
Rob wanted to call back.
Yeah, this is Lee. I was calling just to give your experts that are calling in an update. Some guy died in Britain from the hoof and mouth disease.
Really? And Rob wanted you to call back?
I always
did. No, because I was berating him, and you didn't like it. You hung up, and I turned on the radio quick enough to hear. I hope he calls back.
I hung up on you before?
Yeah.
Okay, well, what did you want to tell Rob? Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Good job.
Hello?
Yes, hello, Bob.
Yes, how you doing?
Bob from Bowie.
Yeah, love your show, guys. Hey, listen, I got a question for you. Hoping you could help me. I know sometimes you play that highway, what's that, the highway dating game?
The highway dating game, absolutely. That's what we call it.
HDC.
Yeah. You guys mentioned the Caps a few minutes ago. I'm on my way to the MCI Center right now. Season ticket holder.
And you want a date?
No company for.
Hey, great. Okay, thanks a lot. Well, you heard the touchstones, ladies and gentlemen. There they are. That means it is time for caller 100. Your chance to win $500 in a Secret Sound contest. We'll also have a fabulous new prize for you. I mean, it's a real good prize to win just before you even guess. But if you can guess the Secret Sound, you will take home $500.
That's right.
And here's the really exciting part.
I love this part.
You don't know it, and I don't know it, because even with Don with kidney stones, Rob and Don wouldn't tell me what the secret sound is.
I know what it is. I provide joy.
And please remember, it is not the secret song. Not like the last contestant, okay?
Is it Aerosmith?
It is the secret sound, and we will play that when we come right back to the Don and Mike Show.
Number one, Arbitron Lincoln. The Don and Mike Show.
Nancy, I'm helping Hank winch a trailer. I'll see you for dinner.
Sorry, Shug. I get to anchor eyewitness weather tonight. There's high winds blowing. Might be a tornado. This could be the disaster I've been waiting for. So keep your fingers crossed.
Well, what about my supper?
I left the carton of cigarettes on the table.
I think I'll keep her.
Of Carmi's Minions, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Mike, Robin, Buzz here. Don will be back tomorrow. Hopefully, he will not pass his kidney stone on the show. I really, I know he thinks that would be fun, but I don't think that would be fun for him.
I smell sulfur.
I'll tell you, but let me tell you something. If Don Geronimo passes a kidney stone on the air, if there's anybody that would hang in there and let us broadcast that,
absolutely,
it would be Don. If you missed earlier today, Don called in and was telling us that right before showtime, this afternoon, he was actually in his shower getting ready to come to work and noticed a little discharge.
Oh.
And it turned out that they took him in, put something in his Schwanstucker, and they took a picture, and it looked like there were kidney stones up there.
And those pictures will be available on the website.
That's right. They will be available. You'll be able to see all of the procedure. No, you will not.
No.
You will be able, however, to see the pictures of Colin and the lovely Two Girls Sex Show on 2expose.com. That is the number 2, then XPOSED.com. Mm. And check out Colin and his absolutely filthy underwear.
Oh, my God.
That will be coming up. I guess tonight those pictures should be on the
I would think so. Yeah.
Hopefully.
And also, if we could all chip in, we're going to need coffee filters tomorrow.
Yes, coffee filters and also maybe one of those stainless steel basins.
Yeah, nice basin.
Because we'll hear this sound if you, talk to... There it is.
Hey!
Absolutely.
And his mood shifted.
Gosh. Without further ado, let's get right to caller number 100. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Calling to try the secret sound.
What?
Secret sound.
Secret sound?
Yes.
You are caller number 100. Oh, I'm sorry, you're caller number 99. I apologize.
Miscounted.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, it's Rob.
Hi, Rob.
How are you?
What you calling for, Rob?
Because I'm calling for the secret sound.
I have good news for you, Rob. You are caller number 100. That's right. You are going to play for $500 and listen to what you've won. You have won a Palm 7X handheld.
Yeah.
That is a good prize.
The Palm 7X handheld features everything you'd expect from Palm Plus. It enables you to connect wirelessly to the internet and send and receive emails. It's great for keeping in touch on the road or anytime you are away from your computer. What do you think of that, Rob?
I think it's very cool.
I think it's cool, too. And have you given some thought to the secret sound?
Yes, it's not Aerosmith.
Very good.
Right about that.
That was a very disappointing contestant that we had the last time, and we're going to give you a chance to give the secret sound a listen, and then we'll give you a few seconds to think about it. Please do not answer until I sing like Earth, Wind, and Fire, okay?
Really?
Oh, cool.
That's excellent.
Are you ready, Rob?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go.
All right, stand by and Godspeed.
Caller, name this sound.
All right. There it is. Buzz, do you have a clue?
No, I don't.
I don't have a clue. No.
But remember, if he wins the money,
yeah,
courtesy of our friends upstairs at Advantage Title.
Now, this is Main Street Title.
Main Street.
To the B-side, Mike.
Yes. All right, Rob, here we go for $500. What is the secret sound?
Is it a deadbolt lock closing?
A deadbolt lock closing. I even knew that wasn't true. No, Rob, it is not.
I'm sorry,
hey,
buddy.
Mike?
Yes?
You know something? It's
What's
always
that?
Good when Don's not there because I always win great prizes from you.
Oh, then, wait, maybe we have good karma together, huh?
Yes, we do.
All right, thanks. Hold on a second, okay, Rob?
Thanks.
That's Rob, everybody. And don't forget, every guess is a clue for you. And that was guessed two times or one time before? I think it was guessed two times before.
It's guessed on every secret sound, and I don't understand why, because all the secret sounds sound different.
Yeah, right.
None of them sound like a deadbolt.
Right. You know. They all sound different. They all sound like a different clicking sound.
It's all different clicks.
All right. Do we have that goofy little music, Rob? Because it's time for me to reach into the wacky story file. I want you to help me out here, okay? Here's some stories that we are looking at right now. Here is proof that the Lord works in strange ways.
Really? Oh.
A 52-year-old man from Cincinnati is dressing up as Elvis Presley, and he's preaching the gospel. Elvis evangelist Gary Stone wears a white rhinestone jumpsuit, a cape, and white boots, and performs Presley's gospel for church groups and youth rallies. That's our first story.
Okay.
Then we have this one. Martha Stewart will blanch when she hears this. It seems coffins are becoming a hot new furniture item.
Oh, yes.
The dead body receptacles are being used for everything from wine racks to TV stands, according to Brad Miller.
Not that kind of coffin.
No. President of the Indiana-based It's your coffin company.
Oh, dear.
And then here's this one. An X-rated actress hopes to add a little color to her resume by moonlighting as a nude house painter.
You know, I've needed a little covering on my wall.
Adult film star Nicole Moore says she will paint any room in your house while nude. The fee varies based on the size and shape of the room and if whether you want her to use her breasts as brushes. Yes, it might not be the funniest call, but Rob, this is the one we're going to call.
We're going to go with the nude house painter?
Let's see if we can get in touch with Nicole Miller.
Dude, let's.
Adult film star. And it says here it's not as shady as it sounds. More claims she's a serious artist.
I'm sure.
Wink, wink.
You think she does trim?
Hey! Oh, you're just all full of pee and vinegar today, aren't you? She says she's trained in Europe and is adept at all styles of painting. I bet she is. I'd like the DNA living room, please.
Authorization code or ID code.
Yeah, we have to go through more crap to dial the phone.
This is a huge pain.
All right.
XX.
Let me try this once more. Forgive me.
That's all right.
Although they don't trust us to make our own long-distance calls.
Although she has no plans to give up her day job anytime soon, Moore says she eventually hopes to ease into painting full-time because it's more permanent than porn. I don't know about that. Buzz, I consider porn to be very permanent.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Useful.
What's that sign you were holding up?
It was just the long-distance code that we're
That's
having
the code
little,
that works.
A little trouble with.
Oh, God,
ladies and gentlemen, there was a day when we actually were able to make phone calls without putting a code in.
Hey, that's terrific. Let me try once more.
Okay, here we go.
You know, Mike the engineer, just new father, so perhaps he's not exactly focused on...
You mean our chief engineer had a baby?
Yes, I believe his name is Justin.
He didn't name the baby Wendell? I'm amazed at
that's
that.
That's surprising.
The new sound man for the band Crap.
You know, it occurs to me we could save money on Band-Aids if we just put a lock on the first aid box.
Now, what happens there? You dial the little thing?
Nothing happens?
And nothing happens.
Let me try dialing out on a different line.
Jesus, what a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
I mean, really, you know,
WJFK, the home of the living hemorrhoid.
But here's the deal. I mean, look, let me tell you, I understand if they're doing it to everybody that's out and about and about. Can you just turn it down a little bit, Rob?
Sorry about that.
I mean, I can understand if we have everybody in the building that needs to dial a code. But when we're in an air studio.
We're trying to do a show.
We're doing a show.
That'd
here.
Be nice.
I mean, it's the most ridiculous thing in the world where we have to. Any call that we make outside now.
Let's see if it works this time. Is that it?
Maybe.
All right, let's see what happens. God, that pisses me off.
Point of order. Use line 5.
What a relief.
All right, let's see if Nicole Moore is home.
Nicole Moore. Think of all the money that's saving CBS, though.
And hey, think of, you know, if Nicole's not home, what an incredible waste of manpower. Rob's fingers right now bleeding.
Yeah.
That's all right. Just hand me a bandage.
Hi. Sorry, Mr. Cole. If you would like to send me a numeric page, press 1 now. Or leave me a message after the tone, and I will return your call as soon as possible.
May I leave her a message?
No, I'm going to leave her a message.
Okay.
Hello. This is Nicole Moore. My name is Sheriff Seymour Head. I want my house painted. I want my prison painted. And I want my thing painted.
Oh.
I'd really like you to come over. I'm very interested in you painting with your breasts. Thank you very much. If you need to get in touch with me, you can call me at 1-877-365-3535. The name is Head Seymour Head. And I'll tell you right now, the paint is chipping right now. And it's real, real nasty. So, you just have Jeremy Coleman. Thank you. Goodbye.
And she's gone.
And she's gone like that.
All right. Are you going to try the other one now? Are you going to try to do the code? Have you gotten the code figured out here?
I believe so.
All right, Martha Stewart, let's try the coffins as home furnishing.
Coffins, let's give it a shot.
Because I'd sure like a coffin.
Sure, and who would?
A sulfa bed in it, Buzz.
Great acoustics for your stereo.
The dead body receptacles are being used for everything from wine racks to TV stands. Uh-huh. According to Brad Miller, president of the Indiana-based York Coffin Company.
Brad!
This company sells stripped-down wooden coffins as furniture.
We're sorry.
Well, looks like he's not there. Do you have the wrong number there, Robert? Do you want to try again? No, let's not. Let's try a new one, huh? Let's call the Elvis impersonator that tells the gospel, okay?
Okie doke. That's Gary Stone.
Gary Stone wears right rhinestone jumpsuits, cape, and white boots, and performs Presley's gospel for church groups and youth rallies. He admits that other Elvis impersonators may have better moves, but he's the only one that always performs gospel tunes at each show. What a friend we have in Jesus. He's in Cincinnati.
This is Gary Stone of Sigma Coatings. At present, I'm out of the office. To send a fax, start transmission now. To leave a message, please do so after a tone. If you need further assistance, call customer service at 1-800.
You have that tape of Elvis?
645.
The slurry tape of Elvis?
45. Yeah.
Nobody's home.
Hello, Gary. I've got a special message from a friend of mine that's delighted that you are preaching the Elvis gospel. Elvis?
It's a great privilege to do this satellite program, and I'm going to do my best and all of the people that work with me to do a good show, which is pure entertainment. Little messages and little this and that. Just got to make people happy for that 1 hour that he comes across.
Hey, Rob, try this one here, because, you know, we always like to get a payoff. The Sex Worker Film Fest.
Sex Worker Film Fest?
Sex Worker Film Fest, man.
Sex Worker Film Fest?
It says here, Buzz, some prostitutes don't like the way they're portrayed in movies.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're not taking it lying down, man.
Hey!
Some are getting into the act with their own film festival, the San Francisco Sex Worker Film and Video Festival.
You know, you want to go, how many of these, seriously, a year,
percentage-wise, do we get from the city of San Francisco?
It's a cooking town, baby.
Festival director and part-time prostitute Carol Lee hopes the Sex Worker Film Fest, her prostitution and the arts have always been linked, and that sex makes the creative juices flow. And if we get a machine, I'll leave her another message.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey. Who's busy?
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Merry Christmas. It says here that Elvis will talk
to you. Hi, everyone. Well, there's no one here to take your call.
Shocker.
We'll get back to you as soon as possible. Leave a message.
Okay. I do have a message if you want to leave one. Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, pal? You know what? Your brand of comedy reminds me of my mom's mashed potatoes. Yeah. Lumpy and tasteless.
Got an idea?
In a moment. How about this one?
Hey, man, this is Sheriff Seymour Head. That was my friend Dave, and here's another one of my friends.
Hey, it's me, Dave.
Same guy.
I've been doing some early Christmas shopping, and I came across a gift that would be perfect for the people who listen to your show. Earplugs.
Ma'am, I just want to tell you.
You know, sometimes I'm just so funny I crack myself up.
Ma'am, this is Sheriff Seymour Head, and here's a message from another one of my friends.
And now, for those of you who are visiting from Germany,
There we go. And one more, Rob, before we go, because I don't like to give up, but I might have to. This one right here, the Smell-O-Vision.
Ah, yes.
It says a digital smell device that's just been patented for use in the United States may wind up raising a stink with citizens. The gizmo will make Smell-O-Vision a reality, allowing TVs, movie screens, and computers to emit scents. And I can only hope that this radio show will be included. And Rob, have those fart sound effects standing by.
You got it.
This is Eileen Yorsch.
Well, wouldn't that be great to watch the Ina show with?
And imagine what that would smell like.
Oh.
Root beer and mothballs. Hello, is this Eileen Yorsch?
This is Dean.
Hi, Dean. This is the Don and Mike show, and we're calling about Smell-O-Vision. Could you have a few moments to speak on the air with us?
Sure.
Hi, and your name is Dean?
Yeah.
Now, it's all about Eileen, but are you married to Eileen?
Yeah, you want to speak to her?
I'd love to speak to Eileen. How do you pronounce that last name? Yorsch? Yorsch.
It's like a sneeze.
Yorsch.
Yorsch.
Very good.
Okay.
Yeah, we want to talk about Smell-O-Vision.
Okay, hang on.
Getting her now.
She says it'll have some benefits, including improving the skanky smells in hospitals. Hi, Eileen.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, this is Rob, Buzz, Mike from the Don and Mike Show. How you doing?
Not too bad.
We're fascinated with this Smell-O-Vision.
Well, I hadn't known anything about it till a reporter had called me.
Excuse me.
That started my involvement with that.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I just there was a sound there for just a second. Excuse me a second. What were you saying?
I hadn't known about it till there was a reporter who called me who asked me my opinion of it.
Huh. Oh, really?
So I don't know that much about it or the details of how it works.
Really? You don't know the details of it, but do you think it's going to be something special?
I think any new technique that uses technology and
excuse me,
something that would manipulate
what's that?
This line is very bad.
We've got some kind of connection problem. But you say you didn't create it, you didn't invent it. You just know a little bit about it.
Yes, I had nothing to do with inventing it. Someone just asked my opinion of it.
Right. Yeah. What about it? Says it'll end up. People who are sensitive to scents may get headaches. Is that true?
I have no way of proving that because the person who invented it has not created a prototype. Let me switch phones. And see.
Okay. Yeah. You better switch phones.
Maybe that'll help.
That might be a very good idea. Hello? Hello?
Is that better?
Yeah, I think that's much better.
Yeah, I hear you good.
Okay, go ahead.
How many people are on this line?
Well, this is Rob and Mike and Buzz, the Don and Mike Show. We're calling in from Washington, D.C.
Is this a live show?
Yes, it is. We're live right now. How are you?
Fine. I'm eating my dinner.
Did you say you're eating your dinner?
Yes.
Oh, okay. What are you enjoying for dinner this evening?
homemade fettuccine
alfredo. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Smells very nice. I put a little nutmeg into it.
You're talking about this Smell-O-Vision. You're talking about how it'll have benefits for people, and I'm curious exactly.
Well, I think anything could be applied for benefits.
When do you think
for economically greedy reasons? It really depends on where you're coming from. No matter what you use,
You know, it's amazing. Technology is so helpful in many. In many areas.
It is.
And is this around the corner? Are we going to have this soon in hospitals?
I'm going to try one more phone.
Okay. This would actually be a living example of better living through science.
I think it's fantastic. Are you on another phone now?
I don't know anything about the person who produces it. All I heard was that it was a patent. He hasn't made a prototype. I have no idea how far-reaching or whether this will be one of the patents that fall flat on its face. But the potential's there for good.
You said you're worried that the digital fragrance generator could trigger an epidemic of obesity?
I wasn't worried. It was the reporter who talked with me. It was first slam.
Think
in terms of terrorism or worrying about things.
I find reporters so tedious, don't you?
I don't know. Are you a reporter?
No, we're just jockeys, basically.
Oh, okay, you're just jockeys. But that was her. I had to really think hard about where she was coming from.
Yes,
think very hard.
I understand.
Smoking, and I can understand adding another sense to the entertainment industry, perhaps.
Yes. Can you hold on for just a second? Ma'am?
Yes.
Are you there?
Yes.
Hold on, just for. Oh, okay, there we go. So what do you think of this? Is it something you approve of?
If it's something I approve of?
Yeah, are you getting behind it? Smell-o-vision.
No, I'm not getting behind it.
You're against it.
I have no on whether it's valuable or not.
Manipulate
men. If you keep advertisement and you said, well, I've already eaten dinner, I'm not hungry.
Right.
Would be a little different. If you smell.
Of course. I can smell the nutmeg from here.
Salivate and react to it. Whether it's
sure. Well, Eileen, I think we're going to have to let you get back to your fettuccine.
Well, thank you.
It was a pleasure. And any parting words for our listening audience?
Therapy is organic natural product. Very good. I'm glad to
your luck. Thank you so much.
Save us some pasta.
Take care. Eileen?
Can I never call him back?
Hello?
I think she's got the phone off the hook. She's hung up one of the phones, right?
Oh, but all three are off.
So let's listen.
I was procrastinating about calling
him back. Ma'am?
I think she's gone.
Yeah. Fantastic. Rob Spiewak on the part synthesizer.
Thank you so kindly.
Good job. Boy,
I could almost taste the fettuccine.
My God, what a show. All right, we've got Buzz Burbank just around the corner with news, and we will take some more of your phone calls. And I am exhausted after that wind breakage.
Me too.
And none of them real. They were all on tape, you know. If only we could have generated some on our own.
Well, we'll try harder next time.
A few more of your phone calls when we come back, then Buzz Burbank at the news.
Number one, Arbitron Link, the Don and Mike Show.
I am mad enough, and yet still very self-conscious, but I'm going to write a book, and I'm going to talk. I wanted to believe, and I tried my damnedest to believe in the rainbow, that I tried to get over, and I couldn't. So what?
Come on over, baby. Ladies, step into their studio and talk to St. Peter. The Don and Mike Show.
Your phone calls right now at 1-877-365-3636. I do want to remind you, tomorrow, all the great stuff. We're going to have Charles Stossel, including a letter from that pool guy that he hates so much. Low Budget Jeopardy and the return of Don Geronimo. Yes. And, I don't want to promote this type of thing, but I will tell you that there's a possibility that during the show, Don will pass a kidney stone.
Yes, a medical miracle.
That's what he told us today. I don't know. There's the sound
of the stone pass.
You know, Buzz, I thought there was somebody on the phones doing that for the longest period of time.
Surprise.
So it's a big show tomorrow. We'll find out all about Don's health condition, and also we will have a Low Budget Jeopardy tomorrow. So tune in. It should be lots of fun.
Mm-hmm.
You got Buzz coming up. Before we do that, let's take a couple of phone calls. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi. I want to tell you guys about a website I found the other day called Create a Fart.
You know, what was that one thing you said, though, in between? We said hi, and then I heard eyes.
I heard a lot of highs, and then I was a bit of static.
Eyes?
Maybe it's a bad connection. Do you have another phone?
No.
Uh-oh, I'm going to sneeze, sir. Hold on.
Bless you, Mike.
I'm still not over this thing.
Okay.
Oh, okay, there we go, all better. All right, now, what's your name, sir?
Peter.
Peter, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from, I'm trying to get on the 95, the Beltway right now.
No, but, Peter, I mean, like, where are you from, Peter? That's what I mean. Where are you from?
Oh, I'm from Falls Church.
Falls Church. I like to be nice like Rob Speedway.
Provide joy, Mike.
Absolutely, I provide joy. What can we do for you, Peter?
Actually, I just wanted to tell you about a website called Creative Fart.
Hey, where Creative Fart. Peter, where are you calling from?
Where am I right now?
Yes.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
What's going on, buddies?
Hey, what's going on?
Baldy.
First of all, I got a couple things. Real quick, hey, did you guys say Wisconsin was one of your teams?
Yeah, Wisconsin was not one of our teams. Wisconsin we picked to win the whole thing.
Well, the baby, the dog picked.
The dog picked
already.
Yeah. But you know, Buzz, when somebody affiliates themselves with this show, they become us.
I guess so.
We become as one.
That's right.
They're out already.
That's we right. know that.
I know. I'm just kidding. I got
He's just kidding.
All right, listen. I was just sitting down to dinner, and I turned on VH1, and one of your boys was on an Everclear video, G. Gordon Liddy.
No, he's not in the video.
Well, you know what I mean.
He is in Everclear.
No, he's on a pop-up video.
No. Wrong. G. Gordon Liddy is a rock and roll musician.
Really?
G. Gordon Liddy is in a band. You didn't know that?
Well, he's sandwiched between Rush Limbaugh and Dr. Laura.
No, but he is in. They're just, passing in the night.
Right.
But he is actually in the band. You didn't know that?
Oh, man.
Listen for a second. I have Everclear's new record right here. Can I play a second?
Yeah, listen to that.
ABBA gives me an erection.
There it is.
God.
Thank you very much. Hello, Don. Don and Mike show. How you doing, sir?
Hey, Mike.
Hey, oh my God, it wouldn't be a show. Is this G. Gordon Liddy calling?
No, it's the Tom the Monster.
Who?
Tom the Monster.
Tom the Monster. I'm not sure I know this Tom the Monster you speak of.
Yes.
Who?
Tom the Monster.
Yeah, hi, Tom. What can we do for you?
Lisa told me I'd come in tomorrow for the St. Patrick's Day thing.
Hold on just a second, please.
Oh, God, I forgot about that. Oh, that's right.
Oh, my God, I forgot about that. Right?
You're going to need to download lyrics tonight.
Oh, no. I don't know what I'm going to... Wait, hold on. Tom?
Yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Lisa, did you tell Tom he could come down? I guess he can he?
I believe it'll be Tom and 40 and Homo Joe and maybe Cheryl. And,
right.
Oh, yeah, Dennis, of course.
All right, what we're going to do tomorrow, I completely forgot because it was so crazy in here.
Yeah.
We got to get our St. Patrick's Day music because I've been talking about everything we're going to do. We're also going to have the gay men's chorus.
Sort of.
It's not going to be the gay men's chorus. We're going to have our Irish folk singers here, and Tom Gavin's part of the Irish folk singers, and it should be our fabulous St. Patrick's Day celebration. And
it'll be good.
You're the conductor.
And I'd like everybody to wear green. It's always nice to wear green on St. Patrick's Day. That'd be wonderful.
I want a new green Hawaiian shirt.
Buzz, are you going to wear green tomorrow?
Yes, I will.
You wear green every St. Patrick's Day.
Yes, I do.
Very good. Good man. All right. So tomorrow, the big chorus, Tom Gavin, Cheryl the Big Dyke, Homo Joe is going to be here. And I'm going to have to go to some website.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm going to say also, if some listeners have Irish song lyrics, they can fax them to us also. What's the what's the fax number, Rob? Do you know off the top of your head?
1-800-DDD.
You know, we've done well. I will say that we have done very well.
I know they can fax it to the business line.
The business line?
703-352-0111. Very good. And Mike O'Mara.
Charles Broyhill rolling his eyes, and rightly so, about both of us. Yes, Charlie Broyhill.
It's 1-800.
Yes.
636-6410.
You guys never pay attention, do you?
No. I don't. Why do I possibly need to pay attention? I guess for moments like this.
Yes.
When I'm promoting the fact that we're going to have the Irish singing tomorrow.
And Tom will be here.
And Tom will be here along with who else, Charlie Broyhill?
What do we come up with? 40 will be here.
Mr. McForty.
Right.
Cheryl O'Dyke.
We forgot about it. It's going to be our fabulous St. Patrick's Day show tomorrow, and I didn't even... And I'm Irish, and I completely forgot.
That's right.
It'll be a big day.
Yes. Homo Joe and his anal potato family.
It'll be big fun for everybody. So, listen, I'll be the musical director, chorale director, and I will be conducting Tom Gavin, which is what I live for.
Tomorrow we'll be giving Ireland back to the Irish.
Tomorrow. It'll be the big St. Patrick's Day show, and without further ado, enough of that. Let's get right to the man across the glass, the man who really perks up when we have naked women in this studio. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking, of course, about Mr. Buzz Burbank.
It's time. In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz Burbank.
He made it up.
Buzz, what do you have on the docket this evening?
I think you'll like this headline, Mike. Today, TWA stands for
the wrong airport.
Bingo!
Hey, that's terrific.
All right, Buzz, we'll be back with you
stay
and lots
tuned
more.
For yeah. news and comment, coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
That was very
professional?
Yes, I don't know it was.
Number one, Arbitron Lady, the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crestlight?
The guaranteed cure for honeymoon cystitis. The Don and Mike Show.
Absolutely. We got Buzz Burbank in the news. But Buzz, before we do that, we have a guy that called, I believe, yesterday. Is this Chris?
It is.
Chris, you're the guy that made the shave the head bet, right?
I sure did, and I'm calling to gloat a little bit because that's one down and three to go.
Now, if any of our final four picks make it, you will shave your head in the studio, correct?
Correct. And, you know, I even thought it was a good idea to have Dennis do it.
Well, you know, we'll see what happens when it happens. But the bottom line is, if Wisconsin has been eliminated, so now if Providence, Arizona, or was Kentucky the other one? I think
that
Kentucky
was the other one.
If any of those three make it to the Final Four, you got to come down here and shave your head.
I will. And you know,
something? Let me tell you something about bets. You don't gloat before the bet is over.
Yeah. That's a good idea. Okay.
Well, I was holding my breath with Maryland today.
If the Red Sox are up, you know, five games to zip or four games to zip, In the pennant, and they're going to go to the World Series, and it's guaranteed. I will not gloat.
No, but you know better.
I know better.
You know better than all
what?
That.
What?
I am a very confident man.
Well, I'm very happy. You know, I hope now against hope that we get to shave your head bald.
You know, sometimes confidence runs with stupidity.
All right, so keep checking in, Chris.
I sure will.
Thanks a lot. All right, Buzz, what do you got for us?
Well, federal aviation officials are trying to figure out how a TWA jet landed at the wrong airport. Flight 641 from St. Louis was supposed to land
get
in here.
Get to know Charlie.
that's how it happened.
We're going to another airport, Joe.
Get to know Charlie.
Whee!
I'm sorry, Charlie.
Uh-huh.
I screwed up again.
La 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 la. Uh-huh.
The flight was supposed to land at the airport that serves the ski town of Steamboat Springs.
Right.
But it landed instead 17 miles away at a different airport. The pilot didn't report any problems before landing, so the best guess is he misidentified the airport.
Wow. Hey, you know, it's amazing, Buzz, because we've never had any major problems on TWA.
No.
Heavens, no.
You know, that broadcast that got completely tanked because we missed our connection because of a TWA flight, that never happened.
No.
The fact that we were at National Airport, like 2,000 feet above the ground with the landing gear down and the aborted landing, that never happened. No problem.
I don't recall that.
Absolutely a dreamy experience on that. I can't believe it would be TWA that would make that kind of a mistake.
No, they're fine, and yet the plane got stuck in the mud at the end of the runway because the airport it landed at was designed for smaller planes.
Now, is this a complete F-up by the pilot, like literally landing thinking he's at another airport?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
That
the
appears
worst
to be the case.
Possible
yeah. They're investigating, but yeah, it definitely points to that.
They're an idiot.
On a commercial jet.
Yeah. Having,
oh, man, I swear to God.
How big of a plane was it? Does it say what kind of plane it was?
122 passengers, whatever that, it was a jet.
Let me tell you, you want to know why Rob Spiewak takes tranquilizers?
That's right.
Right there.
I think perhaps the pilot might have had a couple.
I mean, I don't, with all the stuff they have up in those cockpits, I don't get it.
You would think.
God.
A TWA then had to pay for rental cars and buses to get its passengers to the right destination.
TWA, taken with Ativan.
Speaking of Ativan,
wow.
Calm day on Wall Street today. The Dow is up 57, NASDAQ down 31. Experts say none of that means anything. Over half.
That's good, Buzz. I like that. Very good report.
Over half of America's households have money in the stock market, or at least they did until this week. So how, as Don asked yesterday, how are these everyday folks reacting to the nosedive on Wall Street? Well, the New York Post says that although some people are moving some money into safer investments,
like
me, most folks are standing pat.
Not me.
Most folks are not panicking, not pulling out.
Me.
Panic, pull out, pull out, pull out!
Now, corporate bonds, they only grew at about 6.5% this year. Government bonds only about 2%, but that's better than losing money.
Right.
Mostly, the people making changes are moving into CDs and money market funds.
They're putting it all in snow cones for the summer.
Got the raspberry syrup loading up my refrigerator.
Like a license to print money.
You better believe it.
And you can do it right in the neighborhood.
That's right.
You know, it's 5 and 3. My daughters, Catherine and Elizabeth, not too young to start working.
They could be good earners.
So cute, we'll sell 20, 30 of them the first morning.
And it's all under the table money.
Absolutely. Cash money. A lot of silver.
But experts say the amount of money real people have pulled out of the stock market in recent months is just a drop in the Wall Street bucket.
Mm-hmm.
They also say that in the upside-down world of investing, it's not a healthy sign that people are not panicking.
Really?
Yes, really.
Oh, okay, yeah. So, I panicked.
Yeah,
but that was healthy. So I'm healthy.
Well,
right.
If everybody else did the same, then we'd be all right. The outbreak of foot-and-mouth disease in Europe is taking a big bite out of worldwide profits at McDonald's.
Would you pass me my chips? These chips do not taste as good. I've got these blisters in me mouth. No salt, please. No salt in me chips. And for God's sake, don't serve me that lemonade.
According to a European business analyst, people tend to lose their appetite for Big Macs when they're getting sprayed with disinfectants every few kilometers.
Ew.
Even company officials admit sales are hurting because of the scare. It even has the company warning investors that for the second straight quarter, profits will be lower than expected at McDonald's.
Now, let me say this, Buzz. I saw this story.
Mm-hmm.
And it just seems to me,
okay,
you've got a company of all the companies around the world.
Right.
As much as they have boycotted this show with their advertising dollars,
yeah,
when you have Mickey D's talking about losing money,
I mean, really,
just common sense, common knowledge would say, hey, things are very, very shaky.
That company's been having trouble lately, even before this came out.
That's right.
This was in me mouth.
The cow just fell over.
I got blisters in me mouth. I can't walk. I can't eat but chips with salt and lemon, because I got blisters in me mouth.
Hey, this is Keith. Yeah, Richard.
So John, I'm not.
He didn't have enough of these.
He just fell. By the way, I've been unable to confirm the wild call from one of our wild listeners that
that's
a guy
wild.
Died from hoof and mouth disease. People generally don't get it.
Have you been on the phone with your European sources?
I have.
Okay, and nothing so far?
No, it was hard to understand them, but no, I didn't have any report of anybody dying.
How is Fergie, anyway?
Oh, hot as ever.
Very good.
I'm shocked. Most reports would start out with some guy. Normally pan out to be true.
Yeah. The guy. If a story has guy and thing in it, you're all set.
Well, that's how I do all my writing.
Absolutely.
A guy from Canada. See, this next story starts with a guy.
A guy.
A guy from Canada is suing McDonald's for $4.5 million.
Who is this guy?
You'll find out. This guy says that during a visit to Niagara Falls, he bit into a Big Mac and that part of a syringe needle got stuck in his mouth.
No!
The guy... He's a doctor.
A doctor.
He went to a hospital to get the needle removed. His lawyer says that since the incident, his client's been tested for diseases, including AIDS. McDonald's has no comment.
But his vision has never been better. Hey, Buzz?
Yes.
We got to take a short break?
Okay.
We will be right back after this.
Number one, Arbitron Lady, the Don and Mike Show.
I want to get Capone. I don't know how to get him. You want to get Capone? Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way. And that's how you get Capone.
There's an element of meanness in them. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
We are back tomorrow, the big St. Patty's Day show, with our fabulous gay chorus.
Nathan Begora.
Tom O'Gavin, Homo O'Joe, Cheryl the Big McDyke. And, of course, our movie report with Charles McStossel. And low-budget O Jeopardy.
Charlene O'Sossel.
Sure, and Begora. And let's get right to Buzz Boybang.
Thanks, Mike. It's good we're more aware now of the dangers of using a phone while driving, and there are dangers, but a new study from AAA shows that using your cell phone while driving is less dangerous than eating, adjusting the radio, or watching your kids.
I'll get right back to you.
People also do behind the wheel.
Got another call.
AAA says the problem isn't so much phones as it is driver distraction.
You know, it is the most dangerous thing you do in an automobile, more so than eating, especially if you've got, you know, if you don't have the hands-free stuff. Even with the hands-free, you got to dial in a number.
And I just got a cell phone for the first time. And you can see me swerving all over the road trying to think, I've just been there, man. And you find yourself yelling and talking. I don't know how people do it.
It's a very, very dangerous thing to do.
Actually, the study says it's less dangerous than eating or doing some of those other things.
But I was eating, too.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're blessed with another visit from a gentleman I've spoken to a couple of times today, Mr. Charles, not Stossel.
No.
Broyhill.
Charles O'Broyhill.
What's going on, Charlie O'Broyhill?
That's because you don't have voice command dialing from Sprint.
You know, I'm serious, though. If you have that,
who
can
you a BJ over there? That's what I want to know.
Well, he likes
They're
asking
on my bill right now.
I rely on Charlie Boyhill for all information about cell phones.
Yes, he loves gadgets.
Absolutely attached to his cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
And you actually can just say the name and do it and program a bunch of numbers
yep.
in there and do that.
I love it.
And is it hard to switch, Charlie?
No, it's not.
There you go. Okay.
Agreed.
Commercial over.
But just minutes a day.
Thank you.
Driver distractions reportedly the cause of about half of America's car wrecks. We have about 6 million wrecks a year. The study says cell phone is only slightly more distracting than adjusting the air conditioner or smoking.
Oh, I'll tell you, I turn on the air conditioner, and, man, I did the other day,
mm-hmm.
and my head just came clean off. I don't know. Very late. Thank you.
Are New York cops standing by to arrest the folks who sell Krispy Kreme donuts?
Oh, my God.
Oh,
Bob Spiewax is very concerned about this.
All I can say is that I've never seen anyone getting really drunk and go to hang out at a Krispy Kreme all night.
Yeah, like maybe Rob and his friends at 3 o'clock in the morning watching the jelly donuts come down the line and singing Pump Up the Jam until they got thrown out of the Krispy Kreme.
Because they were pumping up the jam, huh? They were jam pumping.
That is a party I would have liked to attend, frankly.
Someday, Mike.
Absolutely.
Someday. You will, Billy.
You will. Krispy Kreme recently announced there'd be a free cup of coffee and a free green glazed donut for every cop marching in the St. Patrick's Day Parade on Saturday in New York.
And the important thing to point out is that they didn't use food coloring.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
From last St. Patrick's Day.
Right.
NYPD brass are focusing on weeding out corruption big and small, so they've announced a zero-tolerance policy on free donuts.
There'll be no free donuts, Fancy. We're here to lock you up. I'll tell you right now, last year we were doling out the free donuts. We're not going to be having any of that right now. And if I catch one of you eating one of those free green donuts, by God, I'll dig a shallow grave.
Jesus Christ. Jesus.
They sent precinct commander a memo recommending they set up a sting operation and integrity test for donut shop owners. The assignment, go to a Krispy Kreme shop and see if they get a direct offer. So far, none of the kids behind the counter have been arrested.
That's right.
Krispy Kreme says it wasn't trying to break any rules. Quoting a spokesman, we just wanted to show our appreciation.
You'll land in old jail. Put them in Nick's stir.
And it was on Seinfeld that we first heard the words, not that there's anything wrong with that.
Very good. I've always liked that. I've always felt comfortable with that.
And since then, we've seen Ellen and Will and Grace and Gay John on NYPD Blue, just to name a few.
Gay John, is he the receptionist?
Yes, that's correct.
He's gay?
That's the rumor.
I didn't know that.
And now...
That's right.
Has the whole world gone gay? Now, a new survey shows that more Americans are hitting from the other side of the plate.
Wow.
What?
The percentage?
What? I mean, that was a real one.
Yeah.
You mean more Americans? Go ahead. I don't want
to
interrupt.
Here's the answer to your question. The percentage of American women who say they've had gay sex. This is women now.
Oh, women. Oh.
Wait a minute. There's more.
Oh, there is?
Yeah. All right. But wait till you hear how much.
Mm-hmm.
For women, the percentage of time they've had gay sex has increased 15-fold in the decade that spanned from 1988 to 1998.
The whole world's gone gay.
That's okay with me.
The number of men who say they've recently had gay sex has doubled.
Rob,
this guy's a brute.
Come on, Rob.
The number was 2% in 1988 and 4% in 1998.
Right.
The Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation says it's because the climate for gays is not as hostile as it was 10 years ago.
It's warm and humid.
It credits the courts and the lawmakers as well as the media. Another survey shows that more than half of Americans, though, still believe that gay sex is always wrong.
Oh, stop it.
It's not like we even had any in here today.
You know, for some strange reason, I'm thinking about my wife on the cruise. Okay, keep going.
Oops, now so am I. The woman who just got $25 million for having Mick Jagger.
Oh, really?
Yes, really. The woman who just got $25 million for having Mick Jagger's love child is being blamed for an outbreak of
How did Keith Richards feel about that?
We actually have a tape.
Oh, very good. Okay.
Hey, this is Keith Richards.
To Don and Mike.
He didn't give an F.
He didn't even understand.
Well, the woman who just got $25 million for having Mick Jagger's love child is being blamed for an outbreak of teen pregnancies and sex diseases in Brazil.
She got a sex disease.
I hate it when they have sex disease.
She's down to 2 pills a day.
It's a hassle.
Model Luciana Morad hosts an MTV-type show in her native Brazil called Super Pop. That show has made popular funk balls.
Funk balls?
That's what they call them. They're hip-hop dances for young teens, usually from poor neighborhoods.
What's the name of her show?
Her show is called Super Pop.
You're not going to believe it!
And in a very...
Funk balls?
Yes, funk balls.
I think we almost saw those with Colin today.
Yes, you did. and a very adult version of musical chairs, the girls wear micro skirts and no underwear.
Incredible!
And sit on boys' laps when the music stops.
Super fun.
Sounds like our show, bud.
Some of the girls, we're going to add this, Rob.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the girls end up having unprotected sex with multiple partners at these
parties. Incredible!
Quoting one concerned adult, they have sex with more than one boy in a night, get pregnant, and then don't know who the father is.
Oh, dear, that's a shame, bud.
Yes, it is.
Oh, boy, well, we have to break, and we have one last chance for you, right, to win big. Isn't that right, Rob?
This is just a call in to win. Caller 100.
And now we can give away that real good prize we've been giving away all day?
If you like, I think we should give that super pop prize.
Incredible!
A super pop prize. We will be right back with a chance for you to win. Be Caller 100 coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Number one, Arbitron Lady, the Don and Mike Show.
As long as I've been living, the French have been f***ing here.
Broadcasting under the protective umbrella of the PTAA, the Don and Mike Show.
My apologies to everybody that was looking forward to hearing Randy Macho Man Savage on the show this afternoon. Unfortunately, he just called.
Great timing.
And we're kind of out of time, but they did find him on the beach in Cancun, which I never thought would should be difficult anyway with that giant cowboy hat.
They kept pushing him back in the water, saying, he's drowning, he's drowning.
I just want to slip you.
Here we go. All right, Buzz, let's get out of here.
In sports, Maryland beat George Mason 83-80 in the first round of the NCAA tournament. Maryland now advances to face Georgia State. Georgia State pulled off a big upset in round one by beating Wisconsin 50-49.
We'll be checking our little things as we go on, see how the dog and the baby did.
Thanks a lot, baby.
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 Also today, Utah State upset Ohio State 77-68 in overtime. Kentucky got by Holy Cross today 72-68. There are eight more first-round games tonight. Also today, Iowa beat Creighton 69-56. UCLA beat Hofstra 61-48. It was St. Joseph's over Georgia Tech 66-62.
Georgia.
And Stanford has just beaten North Carolina Greensboro 64-43.
I think we all our picks are gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
You thought you had trouble with the stock market? I'm broke.
Yeah.
I'm going to have my legs broken tonight. I lost all my bets.
Yeah, Vinny's waiting for you.
Let me guess, you're out.
Yeah.
I'm out.
I'm out. Love me some basketball, boy.
Michael Jordan may not want to return to the NBA, but Charles Barkley does.
Oh, good. And he's, well, he's lost some weight, hasn't he?
A little. I got a way to go.
All right.
Quoting him, if I get myself in great shape, if I feel good physically, I'm going to play next year.
That's fantastic.
Sir Charles says he's a long way from making a final decision and that he still has to lose another 20 pounds.
Hey, way to go. Hey, from three-point land. There it goes. Hey, there it is.
Guest earlier on our show, WWF and XFL honcho Vince McMahon has told the Los Angeles Times that Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura is on thin ice as an announcer for the XFL. The ratings are still way down for NBC on Saturday nights, and McMahon says he thinks Ventura may be part of the problem.
I should have asked him about that, Buzz.
He says people have had their fill of hyperbole and that the league needs a football announcer, not a wrestling announcer.
Don had that question in his briefcase.
Yes, I'm sure he did.
Along with the sex quiz.
Thank God Vince McMahon isn't just saying that to stir up more controversy to make people watch.
Yeah, I don't want to get him mad, though, Rob.
No.
No comment yet from Ventura, who was chosen by McMahon and who's been one of McMahon's biggest supporters. Now, as of this afternoon, Vince McMahon was telling the press he didn't want to talk about it anymore, and that NBC was saying that they ought to stick with the announcers they
had. Did you know this before he came on?
Yes, I did.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Just let me tell you thank you.
I did mention it earlier.
Yeah, you mentioned it. You should have jumped in and said something. Well, that would have been cool.
Boys?
You know, I got a lot going on here.
I know you do.
Okay.
Boys? Provide joy.
No, I just would have loved to. I mean, if we were in the middle of this firestorm, it would have been great to get him a little ticked off.
You dick!
But that's okay, Buzz.
I think the Tish or Trish thing ticked him off plenty.
Yeah, well, why not?
Could be.
90210's Jason Priestley has a new gig as color commentator for Indy Racing on ABC. He's an active race car driver who's competed professionally dozens of times in the past few years. Priestley makes his TV sports debut Sunday live from Phoenix International Speedway.
All right.
I'll be there.
Muhammad Ali says he's sorry for the things he said about Joe Frazier 30 years ago. Ali's apologizing for calling Frazier an Uncle Tom and for comparing the fighter to a gorilla, calling him too ugly to be the champ.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
Down goes Frazier.
Sorry.
And finally, it's Footloose all over again. Great movie. In Marshall, North Carolina, Rebecca Willis has been told not to come back to the bar known as the Depot.
Is Kevin Bacon there?
He should be.
Loves bacon.
Rebecca likes to go to the Depot to dance to the oldies, but the mayor of that small town says she cannot return because of her inappropriate behavior on the dance floor.
Oh, leave her alone.
56-year-old Rebecca says she's just having fun and getting some exercise.
This little girl had knockers.
And her husband, Stumpy, says he doesn't mind.
Stumpy.
He's missing a leg. That's why they call him that. He doesn't dance, but he is Rebecca's biggest supporter.
Let's call him Stumpy.
He says folks are just jealous of his wife because she's good-looking and likes to wear miniskirts.
She was a whore.
The Willises are now looking for a lawyer to take the town to court to overturn the Becca Boogie ban.
Yeah.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz. No! No, I don't foresee any luck in the courts.
Oh, no!
Stumpy won't have a leg to stand on.
Stumpy! All right, let's get out of here, Rob. Let's get right to the call. Very important moment on the show for the listeners. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, it's Mike and Rob Show. How you guys doing?
How are you?
All right, doing great.
Anything else we can do for you?
Hey, Mike, I'm a Red Sox fan. I'm a hockey player.
Good. Any other information you have for me?
That's it. I'll let you go.
Oh, you mean you were... I thought you might have something else, sir, because since you're a hockey...
I'm the 100th caller.
Yeah! Way to go! Thanks for not letting me down. You know, you said all that nice stuff, and then I kind of wanted you to say I'm caller 100, and you had to say that, or I couldn't give you this great prize.
I just... Thank you.
Hey, Rob?
Yes?
How many of these have I given away today?
I think two.
Yeah. Okay, so you think I'm okay to give away one more?
Unless you want to give him coffee.
Has Lisa been ripping these off after I've given them away or not?
I can't answer that. I don't know.
Hey, just hold on. I want to make sure that we give you something we have. Hey, Lisa. Oh, Lisa. I just really want to make sure this guy, since he's a Red Sox fan, but have we got enough to give away? Oh, we do, sir. Guess what you have won.
All right, what is it?
You have won a Palm 7X handheld.
Cool.
Palm 7X handheld features everything you'd expect from Palm. Plus, it enables you to connect wirelessly to the Internet and send and receive emails. It's great for keeping in touch on the road or anytime you are away from your computer. I took a breath at the wrong time.
Yes, you did.
And I wasn't trying to. Way to go. What's your first name again?
Dan.
All right, Dan. Congratulations. Thanks for listening.
Better soon too.
I hope he gets back tomorrow and we can hear all about it. Thanks a lot.
Sure thing.
Okay, hold on for just a second. And that's it. We got to get out of here. Don will be back tomorrow. We're regaling us with the stories of his kidney stones. And he had said early on, there's the kidney stones.
That's right.
That he may pass a stone on the air. I don't know about that one.
No.
We're gonna have to wait and see. Also, our big St. Paddy's Day show with Cheryl the Big O'Dyke, Homo O'Joe, Tom O'Gavin, and lots more fun. Charlie Stossel, Low Budget Jeopardy, all that good stuff.
Yeah.
Thank you and good night, Buzz Burbank.
Thank you and good night, Mike.
Good job. Thank you and good night, Rob.
Thanks, buddy. Thank you, Mike.
That's it. We got to get out of here, and now I have to attempt to do something very difficult. Throw the bottle cap into Rob's mouth as he runs the board.
Over the board. I don't think we've ever done it. Let's try.
Here we go. It would have been justice.
You threw it like Dan Quisenberry. What was up with that?
A little underhand.
I don't know.
Dan Quisenberry.
That's amazing. It.
Take care. We'll see you tomorrow, and so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Till we meet again. This is Sammy Davis here, and you're saying, be kind. Be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. So let me leave you swinging.